Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel's defense minister has announced that Iran's security chief was killed in an overnight strike. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen says Ali Larijani had emerged as Iran's most prominent government leader.
Over the years, he has been seen as a man of flexibility, somebody who sees all the angles. And he's seen as a man that maybe you could do business with. But the issue is, the Israelis don't want to do business with any of them. They have said time and again, and this has been a career-long preoccupation for the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, that they want to get rid of the regime in Tehran.
Israel reports that the commander of Iran's Basij military force is also dead today. Between bad weather and the ongoing partial government shutdown, it's been a rough week for air travelers.
Hundreds of flights are canceled or delayed a day after powerful storms swept across the eastern half of the country. The flight tracking site FlightAware says more than 750 flights have been canceled. Travelers have been facing additional jams at airport security checkpoints as a partial government shutdown that began February 14th has added pressure on staffing at security checkpoints. TSA union leaders say that TSA workers are coping with eviction notices, vehicle repossessions, empty refrigerators, and overdrawn bank accounts, saying they would like a paycheck, not a rain check. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Rescue crews are digging bodies out of the rubble of a drug rehabilitation hospital in Afghanistan's capital. Officials say an overnight Pakistani airstrike killed at least 400 people in what is seen as a dramatic escalation of the three-week conflict between the neighboring countries. Stock futures up slightly. More at townhall.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Progressive knows you think the grass is always greener. Like maybe you ride a motorcycle. But today, it's raining. So you wish you had an RV. But if you did, you'd have to listen to some guy parked next to you at a campsite plays acoustic guitar. Now before you start wishing you had a boat, remember, your brother-in-law would invite himself every weekend.
Permission to come aboard, Captain?
But one thing that is greener is the money you could save when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Senator Cheryl Kagan says two officers who defended the U.S. Capitol on January 6 will testify in support of a bill prohibiting anyone convicted of a crime related to the insurrection from serving on any board, commission, task force, or work group created by state law. Another senator and U.S. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn will appear before the Senate Education, Energy, and the Environment Committee in Annapolis today. Senator Kagan says those who attack the preeminent symbol of American democracy do not deserve the honor of a gubernatorial appointment. The senator says the bill affirms the honor of public service and sends a clear message that efforts to overturn lawful authority will not be tolerated or rewarded in Maryland. And Chris Van Hollen wants President Trump to pay the $1,700 tariff refunds that he owes to Americans. Stein on sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today. 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, as in Baltimore, the rains came once again to Sarasota yesterday, washing out the O's-Red Sox game last night. One night after O's-Yanks was a washout as well. Neither game will be made up, and only six exhibition games remain till opening day. Birds will try again today in Lakeland at 105. The scheduled starter is Chris Bassett. Meanwhile, the WBC final is now set after a rally last night for Venezuela.
Michael Garcia lights it up.
Joe Davis had the call on Fox. Maciel Garcia plated the lead run in the seventh, and the Venezuelans would tack on another for a 4-2 semifinal win over Italy, setting up the championship tonight. Venezuela and the USA at 8 p.m. with Nate McLean on the hill for the Americans. And finally, weather wreaked havoc on UMBC's travel plans yesterday. The team's flight delayed by 4 hours from BWI. Scheduled to leave at noon, they finally left at 4 p.m. sitting on the plane on the tarmac. They'll play Howard University tonight in a first four game at 6:40 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, the question is, how healthy is Trey Hendrickson? And that is Stein on Sports.
Lorien has six different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elk Ridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
WCBM News Time 9:06. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mix of clouds and sun today. Windy and much colder. We've got winds gusting up to 20, 25 miles an hour with highs in the low to mid 40s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight as those fall back into the mid 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
It's 33 degrees in Westminster, 36 in Easton, and 34 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy St. Patty's Day. Here I was reminding Brian, the producer, about his green yesterday, and here I am with no green whatsoever. Who am I? Who am I? Oh, my goodness. I failed the part, but I will say, as I just said on the live, Olivia Klasek, my daughter, she is all decked out this morning. She's got the green four-leaf clover glasses. She's got the headband with, like, the, you know, this four-leaf clovers that go, that sway back and forth. And then she's got, of course, her Jalen Hurts jersey on. Brian, I don't know if you know this, but Olivia apparently is a Philadelphia Eagles fan. I had no idea. I had no idea until she came home and said that that she's now all for Jalen Hurts. I said, sure, fine. Then I saw a picture of Jalen Hurts, and I said, look, me too. I mean, me too. What do you know? I like him too. Look, we got lots to talk about today. Of course, Boulder County Council's Izzy Patoka stands all alone. He tried to take the masks off of our ICE officers. And guess what? That failed at the Baltimore County Council meeting. And so we'll talk about that. Also, 200,000 illegal immigrant drivers will now they'll be without a CDL effective yesterday because they actually laid down the law. This is something President Trump put in place. So all our truckers out there, I know we have lots of truckers that listen to the show. Hopefully you'll join the conversation at 10 o'clock. Then Senate Bill 118, 11% tax, excise tax, excuse me, on firearms, ammunition, and accessories. So we will talk about that. This is a big debate right now in the Eastern Shore area, and I was reading from WBOC's website. And, of course, there are a lot of people unhappy, and this comes on at the same time. Remember, we were talking about that bill that's also been proposed that would allow hunters to hunt for a longer period of time time on Sundays. This was also a debate there in the Eastern Shore area. And, you know, when you put on top of it that they're trying to add these taxes, obviously to offset their spending, it's just like, dude, you know, you just can't, you can't get an inch out of these folks when it comes to your Second Amendment rights. So we'll talk about that as well. Right now, though, I'm happy to be joined on the line by a good friend of ours. Senator Johnny Ray Sailing is really a great guy, and he fights hard for us there in Annapolis, and we know that the job is not easy. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing great, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. So, Senator, yes. We were just talking about the excise tax. We talk often on the show about all the taxes that are in place. And then we take a look at the proposed budget from Governor Wes Moore. Obviously, it then makes it out of Senate committee. And we see that there's cuts to DDA. And we see there's all these cuts that, you know, you're kind of looking at it saying, wow, this isn't helping the taxpayers at all. Senator, I wanted to ask you first and foremost, you know, what your thoughts are on the proposed budget. And then also, you know, what was really glaring in that budget for you?
More than anything, I think the important thing that we looked at to make sure there's no new taxes, we made sure that we emphasized that. And there was no way in the world anybody could vote, of course, for, as a Republican, as you know, for new taxes. There's no new fees. We made sure of that as well. Fees and taxes, I look at them as the same, I think, as most people do. There's no new taxes, there's no new fees. It is a balanced budget. That's why we're here in the first place, to make sure we have a balanced budget for the state of Maryland. And there's a projected surplus. So they're the good things that we can say that are there right now. There is some cons to it, as you said. The DDA, there's cuts there. That has ballooned in the past couple of years. And what's happened with that, for years, they did not put any extra funds for DDA. And the people don't know that it's developed disabilities. And we try to help them out in any way that we can. And so the budget technically is balanced, but there are major cutbacks because, as you know, we come in here knowing in spending affordability meeting that we meet in November and in December, and we find out exactly where we are before we even come to session. And we knew that there was a part that we need to work and find out where we can get in a better place of being in a deficit of over $1.4 billion.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a lot, for sure. It's heavy lifting. I think, Senator, you know, a lot of people were talking about the tech tax that did go into place, and I guess it didn't wind up the way that Democrats were hoping. Is that the results on that one?
That's exactly what it was. They were expecting $500 million. They got $35 million. That projection was way off, as it's kind of obvious. Yeah.
So $35 million, they were projecting $500 million. I mean, how did they make something like this up? I mean, where does it go next? Because I remember when they tried to do this, I think it was O'Malley's years, with the toll tax. And they thought everybody was going to go through all the tolls. And then people just said, you know what, I'll just go around the toll exactly. And take the back road. And so how do they make this up, Senator?
Well, they make that up thinking that that's exactly the outcome. And when you think about an outcome, you're just making a judgment call. And you can't do that when you're speculating on things that you've never done before in a tax. New taxes doesn't mean just because you reject something, you're going to get it. You know, you put a tire tax, you put other taxes out there, you jack up registrations, you put other things out there thinking that your rejection and what you're saying you're going to get is the outcome, and that wasn't the outcome.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's astonishing to me. Again, we're speaking to Senator Johnny Ray Sailing, and we appreciate your time because I know you're very busy up there. I do want to ask you about the Utility Act. I think that saves about $12 a month. We were talking to Delegate Ryan Naraki, Delegate Kathy Shalega yesterday about it. What are your thoughts there? I mean, do you feel as though that's the best we can do in Annapolis for the voters, for Marylanders?
Not at all. In other states, they literally took off Reggie, which is something that I know which hurt many constituents and businesses. And what that is that's just an add-on to your bill for your electrical and your gas bill that you get every month. They cut that out, and people save hundreds of dollars every month. There are certain things that they have in your bills that are just other means that they can get money from you and the constituents. We are fighting that right now. We're saying we can reduce this. Matter of fact, we can take this out and making sure that it's not a part of your bill anymore, as other states have done. And it would totally reduce major parts of your bill on your electric and gas bill. And we're fighting that as well. And there's other things that we're trying to do in bill form and our leadership you know, we see the emissions. We want to eliminate that because they're making more efficient cars and they're cleaner. And why do you need to do an emission test when you're going for 5 to 6 years and there's nothing there? So there's certain things we're trying to put in place to cut back people's bills, because affordability is probably one of the biggest things, not in our state, but in our nation.
Yeah, no, and it's getting worse by the day, unfortunately. Senator, I wanted to ask you, what are your thoughts on Empower Maryland? There's a lot of people that believe that we could cut that and save money in that direction.
Oh, I just think, you know, when you look about it, any type of cutbacks, you know, I look at the things that they continue to try to put in place, these green deals. I just need to talk about that. They have not benefited us, and they have not benefited our state. Taking away energy and not replacing it enough where we don't have to depend on Pennsylvania 40% of our energy has been a major problem. Almost half of our energy comes from Pennsylvania. Why can't we be more independent? I mean, they found many other ways to find how they can just, okay, we need to eliminate this gas. We need to eliminate this coal. Well, they have not replaced that properly, so that's why we're depending on other states. That's why we don't have the supply. That's why we need the surplus in our state, but we're depending on other states. They've caused these problems. The Democrats have caused these problems. We need to revert back and find ways where we can get clean energy, and the cleanest energy out there right now is gas. We need to find ways where we can get that surplus and get it back in our state so we can supply the people and we can reduce their bills, because that's a major problem right now.
Yeah, I mean, surrounding states are doing much better than we are. They've got many of those states have surpluses. We got a $1.5 billion deficit. Yep. You know, I wanted to ask you, because Senator Salen, you were on the front lines about 2 years ago when the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed. Yep. Are we any further with getting that bridge, a new bridge, erected? I mean, where are we with that right now? Do you know?
They are doing the maintenance, some of the maintenance right now. They finished the cleanup over a year ago. They are doing maintenance. We are trying our best as Republican Party, more than anybody, to work with this administration, our president and the administration and our secretary. And our problem more than anything is that you cannot just sit and just wait and just thinking everything is going to come to you. And that's what they did for over a year. And if you think about where we were over a year ago, okay, we were at a place where we can say it's going to cost us $2.1 billion and everything will be done by 2028. Year later, we're going to a place now, we are, where they're saying it's over $5 billion in 2030. And they explained it to me, but I still was not happy or satisfied, because you need to work. This is not a party issue. This is a people issue. You need to work with our federal partners and with the Trump administration to get it done. And I am more than willing, and I will be, meeting with the administration to talk about the importance of this bill, of this bridge, and how the commerce is important for our port, for Trade Point Atlantic, for workers crossing that bridge from one end to the other of Baltimore County and Anne Arundel County. And we got to find ways to work with them, because this administration is not.
Yeah, Senator Salen, hope we still have you.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, well, and I also wanted to say, Senator, there's a lot of truckers that talk about how this has really delayed trade. And I noticed that Governor Moore talks a lot about Maryland meeting the moment. He's got all these posts and social media videos, and he says, oh, we're rebuilding, we're doing all these great things. You know, there's a lot of people that bring up the Army Corps of Engineers, and they bring up, obviously, like you did, the Trump administration. Is there an opportunity that we're not taking advantage of? Is there a way, possibly, that we could get this bridge up faster, you think, or is this kind of the timeline that you expected?
I don't expect this, and I don't think we should. I think we need more efficiency and more cooperation, and this state needs to work with our federal partners and President Trump and his administration. Working partnership in this can make a difference in the timeline and in the financing and being ahead of it. Working with our contractors and our subcontractors, working with Maryland workers. Finding ways we can get supplies from Maryland, getting people working in the state of Maryland, and doing everything local is important to me and is important to every Marylander. So we need to do that by working with this administration and not fighting with them as this governor has done.
I agree. Senator Salen, last question on this one. You know, when it comes to the cargo ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, do we know if they're going to be held accountable or liable at all? I know that, you know, the investigation, you know, just completed not too long ago.
Yes, there's been four lawsuits. Two went through. Two more, I think, are ongoing and waiting. So you had not just the city, you had the state, and you had other parts that have sued them, the deli, and they're still ongoing. So they take years in time to literally finalize lawsuits and things such as this kind of nature. And so I'm hoping and praying that we can get these both things done and taken care of. And just to get back to the budget, if I could, Kim, people can call my office at 410-841-3587, and we could talk about the operating budget. We could talk about the budget reconciliation finance act, which is the BRFA, which we're going to vote against. And we can also talk about the capital and the projects that we do for the state of Maryland so they can have a better understanding about the budget and where we're at.
Sounds good. Senator Johnny Ray Sailing, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And keep up the good fight. Of course, we're very proud of you and all the work that you do.
Fight, fight, fight. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, that was Johnny Ray Sailing. And if you're in the Dundalk area, of course, Johnny Ray is your senator. And he does do a lot. He does a lot in the community as well. I mean, I don't think there's anybody in his district that doesn't know exactly who he is and has had some kind of conversation with him. And don't forget, it was Senator Sailing, you know, even in 2016, when President Trump was running for, you know, the Oval Office the first time around, Senator Sailing was the one that got Trump, Rudy Giuliani, and a few others to that Dundalk diner down there. And that was actually the first time I met Trump, was at that diner in 2016. Anyways, good memories. All right, we get back. If you want to weigh in on what you just heard, of course you can. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. Also, you can text us in the text line. I also want to get to the apology from some meteorologists online yesterday. Look, you know, I don't really blame them. It's always going to be speculation, but I thought this apology was well thought out, and I thought it was a really good explanation. So we'll get into that. And then also the Baltimore County Council, you know, they had a significant vote yesterday, and it looks like Councilman Izzy Patoka was left all alone, all by his lonesome. We'll talk about that as well. Real quick, did you know Town Appliance in Owings Mills is the best place for offering anything you want or need in appliances? Their showroom is so big, it's filled with so many different appliances you can only imagine. From basic all you need to high-end technology like Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag, for more than 70 brands that they offer. And my experience with Mayer is absolutely wonderful. So helpful and happy to answer any of the questions that you have, whether you're browsing or you're buying. So right now, take advantage, because Town Appliance is having their 47th anniversary sale, along with flexible financing options. So it's a great time to stop in. And don't forget to check out their website, townappliance.com, and look for the banner for their anniversary giveaway. It's a beautiful coffee machine. You don't want to miss out. Good luck.
Now, here's the Mangione Minute.
The Baltimore County Council passed legislation tying their pensions to future salaries, which in some cases would nearly double their pensions. The legislation was done without regard for Baltimore County taxpayers. All three Democrats currently running for county executive supported this outrageous money grab until the citizens of Baltimore County found out. Now the council is in full retreat, not because they thought the pension raise was wrong, but because they got caught. Baltimore County taxpayers already pay too much in taxes, yet the money grab continues. To make it even worse, the county executive was talking about potential tax increases. The pension increase was a terrible idea. The proposed doubling of council member salaries is a terrible idea. It is time taxpayers came first. If the current Baltimore County Council wants to do the right thing, they should immediately repeal the pension increase and freeze council member salaries at current levels.
Listen for the Mangione Minute every week on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville offers high-end luxury and quality at very affordable prices. Their beautiful showroom in Jarrettsville is a great place to shop and pick the one that's just right for you. You'll get quality appliances backed by the very best installation and service. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Bud's at Silver Run. What a great way to celebrate our 17th anniversary. Winner, best fine dining. Winner, best seafood restaurant. Winner, best crab cake. Thank you, Carroll County, for voting Bud's at Silver Run the best in Carroll Magazine's first annual Reader's Choice Awards. Carroll Magazine Reader's Choice Awards, the best of Bud's at Silver Run. For reservations, call 410-346-6816 or visit us online at budsatsilverrun.com.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes, convicted 3 counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8-month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Again, happy St. Patty's Day. Man, I wish I was a little festive on the live. I can't lie. You know what? Maybe, can I put like the green folder in the back? No, Brian the producer says no. No, I can't do that. That's not right. It's ghetto. No. All right, we'll get into the phone calls here. Again, thank you, Senator Salyk, for dropping by and filling us in on what's going on there in the Senate in Annapolis. Obviously, very important. Later in the show, we will talk about what's going on in Virginia's legislative session as well. That has been a nightmare. Oh, my goodness. You know, look, we have it bad here in Maryland. Don't get me wrong. But Virginia somehow, some way has got it worse this session. So we'll get into that. Let's get into the phone line here. We were talking about the Francis Scott Key Bridge and the rebuild. Don't forget Senator Johnny Ray Salyk. He was there on the ground. This is, you know, just so you know, that's his district as well, where the Francis Scott Key Bridge was. And for the collapse, of course, he was down there immediately. And he's been in some of these meetings, whether it's with Governor Moore, whether it's, you know, on calls with the Trump administration. So he's all hands on deck there. I've got Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning and shalom. I can't wait till this Friday, March 20th, which is supposedly the first day of spring. Hopefully by then, or hopefully we'll warm up by then. I don't know. Anyway, about the Key Bridge situation, you know, we already selected an architect who has a new design for the bridge. We have people who are worried and ready to go, and all of a sudden, we still don't even have groundbreaking for any part of it to even start construction work. And the reason why there's a stalling is because, unfortunately, there's certain folks in Annapolis who remain nameless who don't see it as a priority. They're more interested in concentrating on national issues and whatnot, and not concerned about, you know, the port authority, truckers, people who are transporting to work, commuters, or anything that moves to Baltimore city, county area. So tell me, what will it take to finally get, you know, shovels into the ground and start with the process? What do you think is going to happen with that, if at all? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. And I'll answer this in a sec. Yes, thank you so much. I'll answer. I do believe, honestly, when you're looking at the legislators in Annapolis, I don't know if you guys see the same thing I do, but a lot of the bills that are proposed from the left, they don't keep blue collar workers in mind. Not at all. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a proposed bill that was a great thing for a blue collar worker in Annapolis. You know, and I got a text yesterday because we were talking about the teachers on the show yesterday and school choice and so much else going on and all the beating up that they get when they're in the classrooms trying to defend some of the kids from some of the bullies. They can't really do anything about it. So I received some texts yesterday and they said, thank you for talking about what we teachers go through. Again, even with the teachers union. Even the teachers union, I don't think they really care about what the teachers are going through. And so you see that time and time again. And so it's unfortunate, but when it comes to this bridge, I think it really is going to be the Republicans and the Trump administration that gets this bridge back. That's what it's going to be. Unfortunately, that's where we are. I got Gilbert and Arnold. Gilbert, did you want to weigh in?
Yes. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to call you about the taxes on the tires. $4 for each tire plus taxes.
Yep, go ahead.
All the way to Delaware to get my tires. Don't have to pay taxes on the tires. Don't have to pay $4 for each tire. I also go down there and buy my clues while I'm down there. Don't have to pay taxes on the clues.
I see. You like the deal.
Johnny O, Roy Dundock, my buddies from Dundock, said they're putting the footers in now down there at the Key Bridge. Putting the footers in. So everything's going on at the Key Bridge right now. The they are starting on it.
Yeah, no, that is good news, Gilbert. That is good news. You know, do you think that it's moving as fast as it could, or do you think they could do a bit better on the speed of this?
Well, like I said, the taxes that they put on us all the time, especially us retirees, how are we supposed to survive? I'm down there, I'm looking at property now, since I got to get out of this Maryland.
That's a good point there, Gilbert. There's a lot of people leaving the state of Maryland. I hope you have a great week. Thank you so much for calling in. And yes, those on a fixed income, I mean, they're really feeling it here in Maryland. But you know what? Like I said, Virginia's about to feel it as well. And I feel bad because my best friend lives in Virginia. And she wasn't really paying attention. Now, of course, she wouldn't vote for Abigail Spanberger, but, you know, I think they don't realize what they're in for. So we will talk about that a little bit later. Coming up next, the meteorologists and their apologies.
SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel says two top Iranian officials are dead. It says Iran's security chief was killed in an overnight strike and that a top militia leader was also killed in a blow to the Islamic Republic's remaining leadership. More than 2 weeks into the war against Iran, the Pentagon says 13 U.S. service members have been killed and about 200 wounded. Hundreds of flights are canceled or delayed today after strong storms dumped snow in the Midwest and brought high winds to the east. Air travelers are also facing long lines at security checkpoints as TSA screening is being stretched by the partial government shutdown. Officials in Cuba report an island-wide blackout as its energy and economic crises deepen. The island has not received oil shipments in more than 3 months and has been operating on solar power, natural gas, and other means. This is SRN News.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping.
Woo! For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Question Ravens fans are asking these days is, how's Trey Hendrickson doing health-wise? After all, the newest Ravens free agent signee had his 2025 season cut short last year after only 7 games.
I was cleared in January, been fresh and ready to go. I'm excited to have that humbling opportunity to rebuild my body and to mold it in the way I want it to play, and I feel great.
Hendrickson had surgery last year for a core muscle issue. His only knee injury has been a hyperextension back in 2023. No surgery, no missed games. Meanwhile, roster construction on the minds of Baltimore baseball fans as the Birds come down to their final week in Sarasota. With only 6 spring games remaining, the manager was asked if he's seen enough from his guys or still needs these last few days.
Man, you put me as a decision maker? I love that. I am definitely not the decision maker. I'm just the manager of the team. And just like we talked about the offseason, like when it comes to like trades and free agents and acquisitions, like that is not my job at all.
And finally, UMBC makes its 3rd NCAA appearance in program history tonight. They'll take on Howard University at 6:40 p.m. from Dayton, Ohio. Game will be broadcast on True TV. UMBC head coach Jim Ferry giving his team a nickname at the beginning of the year.
10 new guys rolling together. Early in the season, I called ourselves a bunch of misfits, including myself, right? Guys coming from Division 2, Division 1, wherever. And man, they just bonded. They just bonded.
Winner tonight will travel to Buffalo for a Thursday encounter with the Michigan Wolverines. Coming up in 30 minutes, how karmic is this? The U.S. playing Venezuela in the WBC final. And that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a winter warm-up gets underway today. Mostly cloudy with highs in the low 50s. Overcast tonight with temperatures in the not as cold, upper 30s. More clouds than sun again on Wednesday, but even warmer. Actually, the warmest day of the week with highs in the upper 50s. Temperatures will stay in the 50s through week's end with rain returning by Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down, so while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua B.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
You know, it's so interesting. Of course, I'm looking on X here. Torrey Smith. Remember Torrey Smith, the wide receiver from the Ravens? He's not a fan of mine, by the way. He's not a fan of mine or Trump. It's sad. It's sad. But guess what he just tweeted 1 hour ago? When are they going to rebuild the Key Bridge? Should somebody tell him that it's his buddy, Wes Moore and the Democrats? Just somebody tell him that it's those guys that are holding it up? Don't worry. I'll tell him. I'll do it. I will do it. I got Brad in Baltimore. Brad, did you want to weigh in on the energy issue?
Yes, a couple of things. Kathy Shalega yesterday and the senator today talked about the energy issue and why we're getting so much from Pennsylvania. So in reality, the issue is simple. It's a balancing issue. When you are removing power plants and you're scheduling renewables to increase, you have a maximum window on the renewables in our state about 30%. They're at 13. The difference is Calvert Cliffs is giving us, I believe, about 40, and the difference has to be bought on the open market, which we're doing. So the real issue is balancing by starting up the new power plants before you continue to reduce the organizations we have to purchase from. So they haven't done that. So their timing is off, the balance is off, and the feedback loop is also off. I sent a citizen one-page proclamation over to Kathy because we need to monitor the Maryland state government's compliance with this issue of shutting one off before you have the new products online. In this case, LNG, the gas is first, nuclear may be second down the road, which still honors the Climate Act of 2022. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, Brad, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for calling in. Real quick before you go, do you think that the Empower, that Empower movement, do you think that that's also a problem?
You when you say the power movement, do you mean?
No, Empower. You know how Empower, they've got this this program, Empower, E-M-P-O-W-E-R.
I'm not as familiar with it, so my question would be, I'll do a little bit of research on it, and I can answer that the next time I call in.
Okay, because some people are saying that program that offers assistance is also putting a strain on utility payers as well.
Now, I would say that would definitely be, and I still think you get back into the balance and the simple math, which is we have X to provide, it costs us X to do it, and the taxpayer is already paying X. So the question really is a simple algorithm of A plus B plus C equals the outcome D. So in reality, the answer is we need to look at that very carefully to balance it. Again, the feedback loop is not in there, so us normal taxpayers can't weigh in, and the governor doesn't have a setup to speak with us
I was on one of the task forces a couple of years back, and getting back to the governor with questions or issues was impossible. So it's really set up as a one-way, and I would expect empower situation is probably the same thing.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that we can definitely change. Brad, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week, and happy St. Patty's Day.
Thank you. Same back. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Look, there's obviously a lot more that we could be doing. And I know that they've been focused a lot these days on this conversation with the data centers. And for me, it's a little bit of a distraction because, dude, you aren't doing all you can do. Even if we offset the data centers and those companies, those corporations have to pay for their own data centers, our bills would still be high. It doesn't really matter. So, you know, as Senator Saley pointed out, when you're importing 40%, and this is also what the CEO over at PGE said, we don't have the supply. It's simple supply and demand. It's very simple. And, you know, the more and more I think about this bridge, I mean, it's like, you know, think about all it's going to take to get that up. We are not prepared in this state. And I can understand why. Remember, we had Gilbert that just called from Arnold, and he's talking about leaving and moving to Delaware. I can see why people are moving. I see it. And I told you guys this before. I mean, obviously, I've got my daughter here, and, you know, her dad's not too far away, so it all works out very well, and he gets to see her all the time. But, man, if I didn't have to stay where I am either, I don't know if I would stay. It is so bad. And when I talk to my other friends that live in other states, it's so much easier. Further down south, right? Even in North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, even Texas. My friends in Texas pay less. It really is. It's a terrible state here. And a terrible state of affairs. All right. Speaking of which, you guys probably saw that Congress could not show up to vote yesterday because of the weather forecast, not the weather itself, the weather forecast. Now, as I mentioned before, I don't put this, you know, heavy on the shoulders of our meteorologist. I don't. I know a lot of this is speculation. I know a lot of this is guessing. But I do have some sound here from Matthew Capuccio. I think I'm saying that correctly. And Matthew apparently is very popular in the D.C. area. I actually went to his X page. He's got a lot of followers on there. And meanwhile, talk about being able to stay out of politics. This guy only talks about the weather. It's like, this is pretty good. I don't know how you do it, right? How do you navigate all the other nonsense? Anyways, he was explaining why they made the call that they made. So I wanted to share it with you in case you were wondering. Take a listen.
Well, gang, I bet you're pretty ticked off at the meteorologist right now for sounding the alarm over what wound up being essentially a nothing burger. We got some rain. That's about it. I would be ticked off, too. We made a horrible forecast. Not only did we communicate it poorly, but we forecast it poorly. The expectations differed wildly from the reality that wound up ensuing. And people changed their travel plans. People changed their work plans. Schools released children early. Much of this under my advice. My forecast was a poor one. I'd like to discuss why. It's very rare in our region that we see a level 4 out of 5 red zone risk from the Storm Prediction Center. That connotes a high likelihood of higher end impacts and high confidence in that as well. We had all those things. Based on model output from Friday night, Saturday night, even Sunday afternoon, I was confident in a higher end scenario.
All right, that was Matthew Capuccio, and like I said, he's very popular online, but also a meteorologist in D.C., and you could tell, like, the video goes on and on, by the way. It's much longer if you want to check it out, but you could tell that he was really trying to explain, and I thought he was doing a great job by saying so and then explaining it. I thought this was above and beyond. He didn't have to say anything. So then I go to the comment section, and they're beating him up in the comments. And I'm like, this is so nice of him. It is so nice that he's doing this. And they still are just miserable and angry. And I'm like, dude, you can't win. And I will say that on X, you can't win. You can't sit there and read all the comments. I'm speaking from experience here. You can't read all the comments. You can't really, you know, even reply to all the comments. You just have to remain focused on your message and remain focused on what you're doing. Because if you get into the weeds and you start going back and forth with people individually and all this other stuff, you will never get out. Okay. You will drown in something like that. And so I just want to make sure that people understand, like, you know, X is a different beast. It truly is. You could go on Facebook and talk about the same topic, and they'd be like, oh, it's okay. Right? Instagram, you could go on Instagram and talk about this topic, and nobody would actually care because there was maybe not a picture attached. It's totally different. You go on X and apologize about the forecast, and you will get beaten up. And I'm like, dude, this kid did the best that he could, and he's going above and beyond to explain it to you, okay? I got a text here from Daniel. He says, as we were anticipating the storm yesterday, a friend of mine shared a few pics on social media, one of which was that what appeared to be a photo of a tornado above McDaniel College. Oh, okay. But another friend later confirmed that it was, in fact, a Photoshop picture. Oh, my goodness, Daniel. And that's another thing, right? I mean, AI is so good these days, and people are so great at Photoshopping. But I did see, and I think Sean Casey mentioned it, Fox 45 did have a post. There was a little bit of, you could see the clouds kind of circling in Howard County, but it didn't get anywhere near close to the ground. There was somebody that was sitting in traffic and was able to get a still shot of, like, a little tiny funnel. And they're like, there it is. Now, it did rain pretty hard, you know, it did rain pretty hard. But again, I don't blame the meteorologists. And usually the meteorologists are such nice people. Have you ever met them? Brad, the producer, right? The weather people are usually calm and, hello, yeah, what's going on? Right? They're never even angry. So it's like, how could you get mad at these people? All right, got another text here. It says, hey, Kim, about the forecaster's guilt after flying for our Navy. Thank you for your service. When the weather doesn't progress as forecasted, ground temperatures, forests, lakes, even skyscrapers can create an unpredictable stability for winds that satellites cannot predict accurately. And these external factors can sometimes significantly alter the ground track of weather systems, shifting stormy weather off forecasted course by many miles. If that seems unbelievable, then tell me the words medical science belongs in the same sentence. Laugh out loud. Yeah, I can definitely see that happening. And again, thank you for your service. And I understand that. You know, I looked at it, you know, from a mom standpoint. I mean, it's like Olivia gets out of school at 12 o'clock. I already told you guys, I mean, we're in tutoring all the time. And then, you know what? And then we try to take tutoring back to the Essex Library. Because I was told that they cleaned it up a little bit. So we go over there, and what happens? They closed! They closed early because of the weather. So Olivia didn't have tutoring either. Anyways, I got one here. Doug was weighing in on the bridge. He says, morning, Kim. They didn't finish up the cleanup of the bridge a year ago. They're still cleaning some of it up. I don't think Senator Sailing was correct on that one. Yeah, look, I will say, Doug, that he's in all these meetings. And so maybe, I don't know. I think, you know, unfortunately, the big picture here is this is, you know, the cost right now is higher, much higher than we ever expected. We didn't really get an explanation for why it's so much higher. And then the time frame. I mean, you know, they stretched it out until 2030. I mean, the whole thing is a mess. And that's an understatement because, again, yeah, I don't like sitting on 95. I know many of you that, you know, go through the tunnel or what have you. You got out now all these trucks out there. But I'm really concerned about the truckers because don't forget the amount of time they have on the road. You know, of course, they're trying to get things, you know, shipments, you know, up and out because, of course, they have to log their hours. Right? They can only spend so much time on the road. And so then it's like, well, if they spend most of their hours sitting on 95 right there by the tunnel, that screws them up too. And again, like I said, do we really ever think about the average American, the person, the blue-collar worker, the person that makes the world turn, in my view? I think politicians, they have this self-importance air about them, right? It's like, well, I went to law school, and I studied at Oxford, and I wrote the thesis. It's like, who gives a damn? I don't really. I want lower utility bills, right? If I ever have a problem, you think I'm calling Governor Westmore when I have a problem at home? No, I've got to call a plumber. I've got to call an electrician. When it comes to my daughter, I got to call her teacher. I got to call the tutor, right? There's all these other people that make the world go round. It isn't our politicians. But yet, they always have this self-important air about them. Like, you know, they're so arrogant. Like, they're the ones making it all happen. Honestly, if there wasn't a legislator, I think things would still be fine. I think things would still be fine. I don't think we would fall off at all. Let's see. Okay, this is a text message. Okay, I will send texter. Thank you, Senator Bulworth. I will send this over to our marketing guy. It was about the website. All right. So what we will do here is get to the question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. It's at WCBM.com. And then when we get back, I will play the sound for you because in the Oval Office yesterday, President Trump was asked about Cuba. And we talked about Cuba just a little bit yesterday. We talked about the blackout situation. Well, things have only gotten worse. And so while sitting in the Oval Office, and again, I have the sound, President Trump said it would be an honor to acquire Cuba. And so my question to you at WCBM.com, or if you have the app, so you can take the poll, should the U.S. acquire Cuba? Yes or no? Again, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Yes or no? We'll check back in the 11 o'clock hour. Should the U.S. acquire Cuba? If you don't have the app, just go to WCBM.com. You can take the poll question there. Of course, there are some people saying that it is not necessary. There are other people saying, why not, right? So I want to get your take on it. I want to get your take on it. So go ahead and weigh in. Also, like I said, we'll get into that sound when we get back. I did want to talk, like I mentioned yesterday, I did want to just talk a little bit about the Mimi Dome. Remember I brought this up yesterday? Well, I will bring it up again today because I actually have some sound, and it has to do with your taxpaying dollars again here in the state of Maryland. All right, before we go, Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Now, whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You're going to get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies, and they have free area towing and financing available. So all you have to do is call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or go online at gbt-online.com. Or you can call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or go to jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The only question I have, the only thing that worries me or concerns me long term, is if they do have 460 kilograms of enriched uranium at 60%, that would be a problem if it ends up in the wrong hands. I would imagine that they're dealing with that as they're dealing with the issue of the Straits of Hormuz. And so the choice to me is unambiguous. You need moral clarity and you need the military might to back it up. And Donald Trump got every piece in place to ensure as much safety and security for our troops as possible. And it has been an overwhelming success. We own all of the air above Iran right now. There's nothing they can do.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, time now for a little spring cleaning. And I know right where to start. Go drag your old dated wireless contract out of that closet, beat off the dust with a broom, and freshen things up by switching to my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company called Pure Talk. Now, you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, plenty of data for just $25 a month. No contract, no cancellation fee, no overseas customer service if you need help at any point. And maybe you'll like them as much as my listener, Sue from Cincinnati. She says, quote, I have had no issues with Pure Talk. I'm pleased to know that my telephone service is supportive of our veterans and our military. Thank you. I'm truly fortunate to have followed Sean Hannity's advice. Anyway, thank you, Sue. And now it's time for you to follow my advice. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Let Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team help you make the switch. It's simple, it's fast, it's easy. #250, keyword save now. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. From Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan
for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Don't forget, Senator Mike Lee reminded everybody on social media yesterday, the Senate will begin debating the Save America Act today. So we'll keep a close eye on that. You know, it's a shame because having a slim majority has really kicked our butts, as when I say our, I mean Republicans. You know, it is what it is. That's why it's so important to win in the midterms. So important. All right. As we were going with the question of the day today, should the U.S. acquire Cuba? Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate and WCBM.com. I wanted you to hear President Trump talking about Cuba in the Oval Office. Take a listen.
You know, when will the United States do it? I do believe I'll be the honor of having the honor of taking Cuba. That'd be good. That's a big honor.
Taking Cuba.
Taking Cuba in some form, yeah. Taking Cuba. I mean, whether I free it, take it, I think I could do anything I want with it. You want to know the truth? They're a very weakened nation right now. They were for a long time. And very violent leaders. Castro was a very violent leader. His brother's a very violent leader. Extremely violent. That's how they governed. They governed with violence. But a lot of people would like to go back.
All right. So as President Trump, and you probably heard the voice there, Peter Ducey with Fox News. He said, I can take it if I want. Peter Ducey says, take Cuba. If you got to see the look on his face, Peter Ducey was like, wait, what? Well, just so you know, right now in Cuba, the electric grid has completely collapsed because of the oil blockade. And so now President Trump is saying that Cuba is so weak that he believes that he could acquire it. I wonder if Secretary Marco Rubio sometimes listens in and just thinks, man, he's making my job so much harder. He's making it so much harder. Because if you can imagine, you know, right now the electric grid is completely down. So you didn't have many people in Cuba react because they can't, right? They didn't react online. But there were many Cuban Americans, especially those in the Miami area, and they were not happy with that, I guess, that statement there, I can take Cuba if I want. And so there were people sounding off for just a bit online about it. But I wanted to ask you, again, question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real State at WCBM.com. Also, if you have the app, just click on the poll button and the question will pop up for you. Should the U.S. acquire Cuba? Yes or no? And I'll go ahead and I'll share this on my Facebook feed as well, because I really want to know how you feel about this. I mean, we were talking about Greenland previously. I mean, you know, people were talking about, you know, what the things that we're going to be doing in Venezuela. There's a lot that we're doing right now. Of course, here, everything going on in Iran. You know, is this the opportune time to kind of, you know, just to stake our flag in the ground? I mean, is this what we need to do? Or do you want to take a step back? You know, I want to know your thoughts on that. So weigh in. We'll talk about that in 11 o'clock hour. Coming up next, Izzy Patoka. He's running for county executive in Baltimore County, but I don't think his colleagues like him very much. I'll explain. Hi, Kim Klasick here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Air travelers need to pack a big dose of patience today. FlightAware says about 900 flights have been canceled. Nearly 1,800 have been delayed. This New York resident was trying to fly home from North Carolina.
Yeah, I've got to get back today. I've got work tomorrow with a pretty full schedule. You know, we talked about renting a car, but the reality is we're just chasing the storm up the entire East Coast. So, and, you know, we're talking a 12-hour drive in good condition. So, you know, questionable.
Delays are stemming from yesterday's severe weather, and making things worse, travelers are facing additional jams at airport security checkpoints as a partial government shutdown puts a strain on TSA staffing. Israel says it killed two top Iranian officials in overnight strikes. One of them was Iran's security chief. A judge has blocked Health Secretary RFK Jr.'s changes on childhood vaccine recommendations for now.
Vaccine news out of Boston. A federal judge has placed a temporary block on the administration's order to cut the number of recommended childhood vaccines. It's the latest development in a lawsuit filed by the American Academy of Pediatrics and other medical groups. The decision by Judge Brian E. Murphy halts an order by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The judge says it's also likely that Kennedy violated federal procedures when he fired the entire 17-member advisory committee on immunization practices. Kennedy replaced it with a group that includes several anti-vaccine voices. HHS spokesman Anthony Nixon says they look forward to the judge's decision being overturned. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump said he believes he'll have the honor of taking Cuba. Asked by reporters at the White House yesterday if that would be a diplomatic or a military move, the president said only that he can, quote, do anything he wants. More at townhall.com.
Hi, Mike Gallagher here, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. As we head into spring, there's some good news in the housing market. Rates have recently dropped. When rates drop, payments can drop. That can mean hundreds of dollars a month back in your pocket, money you can use to pay bills, reduce debt, or strengthen your financial position. That's why this is the time to talk to my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. They're helping homeowners refinance into lower rates and reduce their monthly mortgage payments. Fellowship also offers a fixed rate line of credit for home projects or consolidating a high interest debt with fast approval and a predictable rate. Remember, many people still qualify to skip their next two mortgage payments. That's 2 months of breathing room while you reposition financially. I've used Fellowship personally. I trust these guys. Before you make your next move, go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steo. Fox 45 reports that two people were arrested Sunday night after Anne Arundel County police say a vehicle involved in a crash was linked to an earlier residential burglary in Pasadena. Officers responded around 8:10 p.m. on March 15th to the 800 block of Duval Highway for a report of a single vehicle crash, according to police. When officers arrived, they determined the vehicle involved involved matched the suspect vehicle from a residential burglary reported earlier in the 100 block of Beach Promenade. A Crofton woman pleads guilty in two felony theft schemes. In one case, Carolyn Aldridge admitted to stealing 96 checks from a home improvement and general contracting company from 2017 to 2021 for a loss of $173,000. In the second case, Aldridge stole 13 checks from the Maryland Automobile Insurance Fund, totaling more than $12,000. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, it's Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. So what's your advice for those thinking about selling this year?
Hey, Sean, great to see you. It's obvious that the market is moving quickly, so the best advice is don't take any chances with the average agent. If you want to sell your home for the most money, get it guaranteed in writing up front. Sellers who have been listening for a while know that I have upfront written guarantees for every situation, but may not know I serve the entire Baltimore metro area and surrounding counties, as well as lower PA. Let me show you how I sell 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more than the average agent. So on a $400,000 home, that's an extra $12,400 right in your pocket. My upfront written guarantee is simple. I'll guarantee to sell your home at 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
Simple and straightforward. Call or text right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or vinnysteo.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, as in Baltimore, the rains came once again to Sarasota yesterday, washing out the O's-Red Sox game last night. One night after O's-Yanks was a washout as well. Neither game will be made up, and only six exhibition games remain till opening day. Birds will try again today in Lakeland at 105. The scheduled starter is Chris Bassett. Meanwhile, the WBC final is now set after a rally last night for Venezuela.
Michael Garcia lights up.
Joe Davis had the call on Fox. Malkiel Garcia plated the lead run in the seventh, and the Venezuelans would tack on another for a 4-2 semifinal win over Italy, setting up the championship tonight. Venezuela and the USA at 8 p.m. with Nate McLean on the hill for the Americans. And finally, weather wreaked havoc on UMBC's travel plans yesterday. The team's flight delayed by 4 hours from BWI. Scheduled to leave at noon, they finally left at 4 p.m. sitting on the plane on the tarmac. They'll play Howard University tonight in a first four game at 6:40 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, the question is, how healthy is Trey Hendrickson? And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
WCBM News Time, 10:06. Here's the Fox 45. Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mix of clouds and sun today. Windy and much colder. We've got winds gusting up to 20, 25 miles an hour with highs in the low to mid 40s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight as those fall back into the mid 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
38 degrees in Boley's Quarters, 36 in Pikesville, and 38 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Happy St. Paddy's Day. Lots to be happy about this morning. In case you're just joining us, we did talk to Senator Johnny Ray Staley earlier about the Utility Act. Of course, that bill will save you $12 a month. Yes. Can you imagine? 12 bucks a month. Also, we talked to him about the proposed budget that has already passed the Senate committee there in Minneapolis. And we were also talking about the Francis Scott Key Bridge, where the rebuild is supposedly at today. It still really is quite a problem. So much so that the former Ravens wide receiver, Torrey Smith, is now commenting about it on X, currently asking when is it going up. I mean, it really is. It's affecting everyone. It doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on. It's affecting you. And then also the question of the day, in case you missed it, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com. Also, it's the poll question is right there on the app. And right now, you're kind of split here. Should the U.S. acquire Cuba? In the Oval Office yesterday, President Trump said it would be his honor to acquire Cuba. So far, 57% of you say yes, 43% of you say no. Now, I did see on WCBM's Facebook page, there were some people commenting, saying, look, we didn't do such a good job with Puerto Rico, so what's the point? There were some other people saying that that we're, you know, can we do one at a time? We've got Greenland, or are we trying to get Panama? Like, they were putting together an entire list there. And so, you know, of course, there were some people saying, yeah, why not? Why not? Well, anyways, weigh in, because we'll talk more about it in the 11 o'clock hour, because I do want to get your thoughts. You know, I did want to just mention this only because we talked about it yesterday, like around the same time. And I told you, Senator Bill Ferguson, now that he has a primary opponent, he's doing everything he can, you know, to be, you know, out there in the community. But in my view, he's taken a step too far. Now, I know there are many people that live in the Patterson Park area. I know many people have grown up in Baltimore City, and they might feel some way about the Mimi Dome. Right. This is what I was trying to, you know, talk about yesterday just a little bit. I didn't have all the details, but the Mimi Dome is an ice rink, and Channel 11 has a story. But as I told you, Senator Bill Ferguson is allocating $500,000 taxpayer dollars to do repairs on the Mimi Dome. Now, of course, all of this is coming on as he's got this primary opponent that is really demolishing him on social media with engagement. And it's been this way for a few weeks now. And Bobby LePen is his name. Well, anyways, I just wanted you to hear the actual story that I was trying to get to yesterday. But I didn't have all the details. But this is very interesting to me because I think this is buying votes. I think it's purchasing votes. Take a listen.
This ice rink is only open during the winter, but it was scheduled to close permanently at the end of the month. But now it seems that the off season will be more for repairs, and it will open again in the fall.
It's life. It's family. It's a place where community comes together.
The Mimi Dome is so much more than just an ice rink to the Patterson Park community. For nearly 40 years, it's served as a gathering place and the home of the Baltimore Banners, a free rec ice hockey team for city kids.
You see what these kids go through, and they come out and they get on the ice. And when they're on the ice, nothing else matters but hockey.
Coach Matt Leone joined the community in disappointment when the city announced the facility would be closing after this season. The building is aging and in need of repair, so the team invited officials and the community to their game Saturday in a move to save the rink.
Well, we came to show what hockey could be, how good of a time it could be, and we came out here to avoid a permanent closure of this rink. I think we showed that this rink is way too valuable of an asset to close forever.
And it seems state legislators agree. At the rally Saturday, State Senator Bill Ferguson announced the state is kicking in $500,000 toward repairs to keep the rink open.
The hope is that there's a significant repair that can be made here that would allow the rink to operate for another 5 years.
During that time, the community hopes the city and state will plan and build a new ice rink to replace the Mimi Dome. The news comes as a relief to everyone whose life has been enriched by this special place.
It was tough not to cry. I can't say I didn't cry a little bit. These players mean the world to me. This rink means the world to them. Lives are changed here, and not just players' lives. These players have changed my life. So it's good that we have a home to keep doing that.
The city is waiting on an engineering report to determine exactly what repairs need to be made. They should have that by the end of April. Kim Dacey, TV 11 News.
All right. So there you have it in Patterson Park, the Mimi Dome. Now, I have a little bit of insight on this, only because I know a few blue-collar workers, and I know a few people that had to work on the repairs at that Mimi Dome in the past. And I was told maybe a couple years ago, when all this conversation began, you know, publicly, that it was beyond repair. Now, whether or not that's true, I don't know. But committing $500,000? Look, I care about the kids, too, you know, but I can't help but to think that this is purchasing votes. Because remember, the Mimi Dome was set to close. Nobody really, you know, was going to do anything. They weren't going to get in front of this Unfortunately, you know, and as that guy mentioned there, he was going to cry. The kids obviously want to be there, and I get that. I don't think I don't have a heart, because I do. I understand it. But at the same time, in my view, it looked like a situation where they were going to have to try to raise money somehow, right? You raise donations. You raise funds. And it didn't seem like that was happening. And so here, now you come out of, you know, nowhere, basically. You've got Senator Bill Ferguson trying to hold on to his seat. And I'm still a believer that you cannot win an election on social media. I'm still a believer in that. So even though Bobby LePen is getting a lot of traction online, I don't think that means that everybody's going to vote for him, because I think sometimes people forget, you have about maybe 20% of the population on social media. And I know it feels like a lot more. It feels like a lot more, but that's all there is. And so when you're trying to win an election on social media, it doesn't pan out. Maybe it'll be something that you could see 10 years from now, right? But right now, you know, it's not really panning out. Because you've got, you know, some people that are just are not online. But, you know, for me, you've got a $1.5 billion deficit. You've got these scathing audits, right, coming out of the state, where $8.5 million went out somehow without any oversight. I did get a text message, and I appreciate the text here, David. It says, David from Health Dorset, Kim, the latest IG report just dropped, and it showed that Monzi submitted over 600,000 in fraudulent invoices. This is what Mayor Scott, I think, has been fearing for quite some time. I think Monzi has been run like, you know, like a, I don't even know what to call it, a lemonade stand. It's, they're dealing with taxpayer dollars. Anyways, thank you, David, for that. But, you know, they're not really good stewards of money. And so now, you know, they're bringing this in from the state. I would think something like this would come from the city. Now, does the city take on state taxpayer dollars? All the time. All the time. They've got lots of federal funds, too. But also think about Mayor Brandon Scott and the ARPA funds. Remember? We were already talking about this Mimi Dome closing. He had the $641 million in ARPA funds. He gave $50 million to Safe Streets. He gave a bunch of money to Monzi. Right? They gave a bunch of money to illegal immigrants. Think about all the money they put aside for legal counsel for the illegal immigrants to fight President Trump and their administration. And now you're telling me you got to go to the state and take more money out of our pocket for this Mimi Dome? Again, this isn't personal to the Mimi Dome, okay? This is more about, in my view, Senator Bill Ferguson buying votes. I think he's buying votes. And it's just, you know, I'm sorry about your luck, Senator, and that, you know, you didn't try to stay engaged with the community this whole time and you thought you were untouchable. But that shouldn't be on us. I got Steve in Reisterstown. Steve, did you want to weigh in on the Dome?
Yeah, I want to weigh in on the Dome. You ready for this one?
Yep.
Maybe we should put that whole thing on ice.
Steve.
Well, I'm sorry. Hey, well, you know, if you save $500,000, a lot of people in Baltimore City could have paid their electric bill.
Yeah, no, that would be great. But you only get $12 a month back, so don't forget about Steve.
Well, they should go buy ice with that. You know? What the hell? You know?
Yeah.
What about the fact that if you added up all the fraud, how much money you would have to help very, very good mentally handicapped people in Baltimore City? If you calculated all the fraud, where's the Doge at? What happened to Trump's Doge? You know, the vice president coming in trying to, you know, be Doge now when it just disappeared, when there's fraud everywhere. So.
Yeah. And I don't, you know what, I don't know how, if J.D. Vance did come to town, because I see he's doing stuff in California, I don't know if he would be able to get his hands on any of those records, because we see what's happening with the IG, Isabel Cumming. You know, they're blocking her at every turn.
There's nothing good happening now. The mortgage rates are high. Everything, inflation is going to creep back in. Nobody really wants to work that can work. It's just a dead-end street, I feel.
You know,
it's construction's dead. So, you know, hopefully by midterms we can fix all this, but it doesn't look good.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great week. Obi in the text line says, Kim, Anthony Brown, the Maryland AG, wants to sue the Trump for stupid stuff. Why has he yet to sue the ship operator who brought the Francis Scott Key Bridge down 2 years ago? That could be a decent amount of money to help pay for the replacement. Yeah, Obi, thank you for the text. I mean, he is very focused on the Trump administration, but that's the problem. They're focused on absolutely everything else. But we know this about these people. Let's see, another Daniel here says, good morning, Kim. Politicians are too enamored with their own self-importance. They really do believe that they are the sharpest knives in the drawer, as you noted, the arrogance. Yeah, Daniel, it's alarming. It's alarming, but this is, again, Senator Bill Ferguson with this whole meme dope. He thinks it's just fine, I bet you. He thinks it's just fine to take $500,000 out of the state to pay for this dope. We have a money problem. We have a huge money problem. A $1.5 billion deficit is huge. We spoke earlier to Senator Johnny Ray Sailing. What did they think they were going to come up with? What was it, $500 million from the tech tax? It brought in $35 million. What? Like, what? That's the worst guesstimate I think I've ever heard in my life. And now you're going up there to grab some money for the Meme Dome because you might lose your primary? Why are we involved in this? Why are we involved? I got a couple of texts here. It says, texter from Georgia Towson. He says, Kim, Trump says those things to make the left go crazy. Oh, you know what, George? Good morning, George, to you. But he might be saying that to make the left go crazy. That is true. You know, Peter Ducey, he was shocked when President Trump said something about acquiring Cuba. His face, if you could have seen Peter Ducey's face, he was like, take it. His eyebrows went up. Oh, man. Real quick here, Rachel says, Kim, where did all the hundreds of millions go that Brandon Scott received from COVID and the lawsuits? If he gets a settlement from the gambling lawsuit, nothing will change. The city looks like a third world country. Senator Bill Ferguson is a joke. They all are. We're all here to pay taxes and fees with no return on investment. Rachel, you're so right. You are so right. And I forgot about all those lawsuits that he won. Yeah, a bunch of money came in. And see, but Brandon Scott did the same thing. He plays the same game. They give a bunch of money to the nonprofits. Why? Because those nonprofits help him with his election. It's the same thing. They use our money for their reelection in so many different ways. All right, we'll talk more about this when we get back. Right now, I got my good friend, Roddy Wittstadt, who specializes in wills and estates, on the phone with me. Good morning, Roddy. We just had a huge change in the weather. One day it's spring and beautiful. The next day it's snowing. What's going on?
What's going on, Kim?
I don't know, Roddy. I can't put my finger on it. Every day I'm telling Olivia, I'm like, look, either you got to grab a jacket, grab a coat. Oh, wait, not today. It's going to be nice today. It's a lot going on.
So my high school son, who plays lacrosse, we were down at Georgetown Prep last week, and it was 87 degrees.
Wow. Wow.
And now, you know, I like to ski a lot. And Garrett County, I think they got 4 inches of snow last night. So.
Well, I did see there's some people in the lot here at WCBM. They've got snow on their car. So I'm like, well, where do they live? So that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, Ron, I have a question for you. Tell me about life estate deeds. What is a life estate deed? And what's the benefit of doing one?
A lot of your listeners, you know, they call me and they say they want to do a trust. Okay. And honestly, I tell them, okay, look, you want a trust? If you want one, you know, I can help you, but you probably don't need one, okay? First of all, a trust is a very expensive document. It's going to run, you know, husband and wife, probably in the range of $6,500, okay? Now, I say to them, I can probably accomplish what you're looking for with some good legal advice that I don't charge anything for, okay, when you come in and talk to me, and a life estate deed. So a life estate deed is, Kim, think about your house, okay? You own a home. What you do with a life estate deed is you deed it back to yourself, and you have the absolute right to live in that house until the day you die. Sorry, you're way too young to be saying that, but you have the absolute right to live in that house until the day you die, and then automatically it goes to your children without going to probate court, without going to see a title lawyer, without, you know, any action whatsoever. It automatically goes to your children. So it avoids probate, which is what everybody wants. Nobody wants to go through probate because that's a 1 year wait before you get that asset. Plus, it's subject to taxes and, you know, your funeral bill and any other bills that you die with. So it avoids probate. your children get it at the stepped-up tax value, which means if you bought that house for $100,000, you know, 25 years ago, and today it's worth $500,000, they get it at that $500,000 tax basis, which for them means no capital gains.
Okay?
Yep. And then, you know, there's some other intricacies about life estate deeds that I'm happy to, you know, discuss with your folks. But so for $500, okay, I will prepare a life estate deed and I will file it in the land records, and we can, you know, have all the benefits of that. So what does Baltimore County, for example, charge for that? $115 in filing fees. Okay, it's a tax-exempt transfer between parent and child, so you just have to pay the filing fees, which in Baltimore County are $115. Down in Baltimore City, believe it or not, it's only $130. Okay, you know, hard to believe that Baltimore City would only charge $130 and that would also, you know, not collect taxes wherever they can. But that's the state of the law right now. So I urge pretty much all of my clients who are about 60 years or older to highly, you know, think about, consider a life estate deed. It is an awesome estate tool and one that, you know, like probably 75% of my clients walk out with.
Yeah.
When they're doing estate practice.
Well, so we appreciate
that's
you.
That's what it is.
We appreciate you, Roddy. Great information. Real quick, how can they call you?
The easiest number in the world, 410-525-WILL. 525-WILL.
Sounds good. Thank you, Rod Wittstadt. We appreciate you. We'll talk soon.
See ya.
The Rob Carson Show.
They know the walls are closing in. That's all there is to it. That's all you can take from this is the leadership of the Democrat Party is the enemy of the people. I told you, it's an 80-20 issue. 20% those who lead the Democrat Party, those who are principals of the Democrat Party, 20% versus the 80% of the rest of Democrats and the 100% of Republicans who want to protect our country. And the 20% wants to destroy it.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, again, thank you, Roddy Wittstadt, for that great information. Also, I appreciate you guys calling in regards to the Mimi Dome. You know what? I didn't want to talk about it too long or too much. But when I saw that, and I saw that again, Senator Bill Ferguson is committing $500,000 taxpayer dollars from the state to repair the Mimi Dome. And look, I'll continue following the story because, like I said, I spoke to some people maybe 2 years ago that said that this dome was beyond repair. Now, whether or not that's true, I don't know. But $500,000 sounds like a lot of repairs, but maybe not. But maybe not. I don't know. I just don't know why we have to be on the hook for Senator Bill Ferguson's primary. Now, I do hope his primary challenger, Bobby Le Pen, I hope he calls him out on this. And I don't. It's not that I don't want the Mimi Dome to get money to survive. It's not what I'm saying. Something like that. You know, if it is just repairs, I would think that they could host fundraisers and come up with the money. Especially when you've got all those kids down there. All the kids absolutely love it. You know, they were showing videos on Channel 11. All the kids that were, you know, skating on ice down there. And yes, it keeps them occupied. They're up there doing something. They have something to look forward to. A lot of those kids, you know, when they're in sports and they're doing those kinds of things, a lot of them, they'll stay on their P's and Q's and they'll have better behavior at school because they don't want to, you know, miss anything on the ice. You know what I mean? So it is. It is an investment for sure. But $500,000? And from the state, when we know that the city's gotten a ton of money recently? I don't know how I feel about that. All right. I did want to mention, of course, I did want to talk about Virginia and their state legislator there, because obviously we have issues here at our state level, but Virginia is really having a hard time. But I said yesterday that I would find out, because we did have a caller yesterday that talked about the service members that have been injured during Operation Epic Fury, and I do have some sound on it. And apparently there has been 200 injured, but the good news is 180 returning to work. Take a listen to the latest updates here to Ron.
A statement from the U.S. military says 200 troops have been injured in the Iran conflict so far, with most being minor and more than 180 of those returning to duty. Here's Chief National Security Correspondent Jennifer Griffin.
Late Friday, with oil markets closed, CENTCOM unleashed waves of missiles and warplanes for 2 hours, hitting 90 military targets on Karg Island, Iran's main oil export hub. For now, President Trump says he's decided to spare Iran's oil infrastructure.
This is a paper tiger that we're dealing with,
whose drones, mines, and missiles have virtually closed the Strait of Hormuz. Only 15 laden cargo vessels passed through the strait from February 28th to March 12th.
This is something that's been war-gamed for a very long time. There was probably some policy thinking that, based on the weakness of the Iranian regime, that they would not resort to shutting down the Straits of Hormuz.
All right, and there you have it. So there is good news there. I know we had a couple callers yesterday that went, they were talking about those that have been injured already. Again, 200 injured, 180 returning to work. And most of the injuries are minor. And I said that I did not have the answer for you yesterday, but I wanted to make sure I brought that to you today. And don't forget the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should the U.S. acquire Cuba? Go ahead and take part in our poll. We will talk about it in the next hour. I did want to talk about what's going on in Virginia. It looks like we have a caller that also wants to talk about the Mimi Dome and what's going on in Virginia. And I will get to your text messages as well. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The director of the National Counterterrorism Center is resigning over the Trump administration's war against Iran. Joe Kent said Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation and that he cannot in good conscience support the war. Israeli airstrikes overnight killed two top Iranian officials, Iran's security chief, and a top militia leader. More than 2,000 flights are canceled or delayed today after severe weather disrupted air travel. Passengers are also facing long lines at some airport security checkpoints as TSA screening is being stretched by the partial government shutdown. President Trump is issuing a warning to fellow Republicans as they launch an effort to hold the Senate floor and talk for days about a voting ID bill they know can't pass. Trump says that he'll never, ever endorse anyone who votes against the bill. This is SRN News.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. Were you told, like I was growing up, that you never discuss religion or politics with people? The reason usually given was that they were private matters, best left alone in public discourse. 40% of Americans now claim they are comfortable with the discussion of these things on TV as well as in their own private conversations at the dinner table. Roughly 1 out of 3 Americans is comfortable talking about these subjects on social media. As Christians, we've been commanded by God himself to talk about religion. In fact, the highest calling known to man is to share the life-changing, life-saving message of Jesus Christ with others. One of the last things he said while still on earth was to take the gospel to the four corners of the world. So go ahead and have that discussion and watch what God might do with it. And what about politics? That's the devil's playground. I think I'd leave that one alone. This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Question Ravens fans are asking these days is, how's Trey Hendrickson doing health-wise? After all, the newest Ravens free agent signee had his 2025 season cut short last year after only 7 games.
I was cleared in January, been fresh and ready to go. I'm excited to have that humbling opportunity to rebuild my body and to mold it in the way I want it to play, and I feel great.
Hendrickson had surgery last year for a core muscle issue. His only knee injury has been a hyperextension back in 2023. No surgery, no missed games. Meanwhile, roster construction on the minds of Baltimore baseball fans as the Birds come down to their final week in Sarasota. With only 6 spring games remaining, the manager was asked if he's seen enough from his guys or still needs these last few days.
Man, you put me as a decision maker. I love that. I am definitely not the decision maker. I'm just the manager of the team. And just like we talked about the offseason, like when it comes to like trades and free agents and acquisitions, like that is not my job at all.
And finally, UMBC makes its 3rd NCAA appearance in program history tonight. They'll take on Howard University at 6:40 p.m. from Dayton, Ohio. game will be broadcast on True TV. UMBC head coach Jim Ferry giving his team a nickname at the beginning of the year.
10 new guys rolling together. Early in the season, I called ourselves a bunch of misfits, including myself, right? Guys coming from Division 2, Division 1, wherever. And man, they just bonded.
Winner tonight will travel to Buffalo for a Thursday encounter with the Michigan Wolverines. Coming up in 30 minutes, how karmic is this? The U.S. playing Venezuela in the WBC final. And that is Stein on Sports.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A winter warm-up gets underway today. Mostly cloudy with highs in the low 50s. Overcast tonight with temperatures in the not as cold, upper 30s. More clouds than sun again on Wednesday, but even warmer. Actually, the warmest day of the week with highs in the upper 50s. Temperatures will stay in the 50s through week's end with rain returning by Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Amazon Business empowers leaders with smart business buying tools, leaving time to focus on strategy and growth. Free up your teams and focus on your future at AmazonBusiness.com.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It was 1980-something.
It was 1982 when Kimberly was born. Do you guys know my maiden name? Do you guys know? It's Kimberly Bray. Do you guys know that? Kimberly Nicole Bray. And now I'm married. Kimberly Nicole Klasick. Now, of course, you guys know that it did not work out. That was about, gosh, that was in 2020. Was that really 6 years ago? Interesting. But it doesn't feel like it, only because I see Olivia's dad all the time, right? We share a 9-year-old daughter, and she's in all these sports and all these activities, and he doesn't just come to the games. As I said before, he's such a great dad. He goes to all the practices, and it's funny because, John, you texted in, when it comes to the Mimi Dome, maybe they could do like a user fee, which is a great idea, because I know with her indoor soccer, her dad pays a bunch of fees for them to be able to utilize that indoor soccer field. And so something like that, you would think, would help with the Mimi Dome. But I do understand they have a lot of kids that are there that are not so fortunate. The parents are not so fortunate. And I think that's why they were also holding on to this dome, because they were doing their best to make it, you know, cost friendly, I guess, for those that could not afford to play in some of these other leagues, which I can understand. On the line here, I've got Shannon in Baltimore. Shannon, did you want to weigh in on the dome?
Yes, good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Oh, wait, is this Shannon Wright?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. Ma'am. How are you?
I am well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing well. Well, go ahead and talk about the dome, and then I want to talk a little bit about your race, if that's okay.
That's fine. So with regard to the dome, you made two very good points today. I mean, your listeners that were calling in had some good points, too. But you said one thing. You said, one, getting donations, and two, equating the things that they might have tried in terms of fees, like your daughter's indoor soccer. So one of the things that can be done and should be done is to be able to look at how many of these different facilities for our youth are in areas that are below the poverty line, and then reach out to the different teams in those sports to have the teams adopt not just the dome itself, but our youth leagues in Baltimore, so that then you get facilities, then you get mentorship, then you get all the positive things that as parents we all know come from our kids being in an organized activity. That's number one. Number two, unfortunately, the pattern that that is being used to put this dome out there now and this funding for this dome is a pattern from the Democrats. And unfortunately, you want to look at taking this amount of money now when the budget this year is cutting, I don't know how many millions from disabled individuals. So it seems to me we have a disconnect between what's happening and what needs to happen.
No, absolutely, Shannon. And you know what? Now that you're talking about even the sponsorship for the Dome and the league and those teams, I wonder if they even went to Hopkins and asked, you know, whether or not they could chip in. I mean, obviously, I'm pretty sure they tried all that they could. But I really don't think it should be on us, the taxpayers. I think that there's enough people out there willing to give. Well, Shannon, I wanted to ask you, because I'll see you, I believe, on March 26th for the debate in Anne Arundel County. You know, just so people know that you are in the gubernatorial race, if you could just let us know how that's going.
It's going really well, actually. We have decided that my former running mate could not stay in the race for personal reasons. He had some family issues he needed to address. And we recognize that our state is at a point where we need someone that can actually focus on the problems of the state and not, you know, like our current governor try and build their national aspirations or, you know, like other folks that, you know, change parties to join, or, you know, all those other things. We need a team that is focused on Maryland, on the problems in Maryland, not avoiding them or sweeping them under the rug.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And unfortunately, that is what Governor Moore has been doing. Shannon Wright, again, on the phone with us. I don't know if you heard earlier, but we were talking to Senator Sailing and a lot of people weighing in on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. I mean, if you were able to win, what can we do to speed up the process of getting a bridge up?
So one of the things that we would do is take out all the special, I'm going to say special interest contracting, and go with the best for the job. Meaning most experienced, good record, and good price. We're going to cut out all the other categories that folks want to look at. This is not about making a social statement. This is about changing our budget in a manner that makes sense. So put it this way. If Reba and I are elected, we're going to rocket money our state budget. We're going to find all the waste, fraud, mismanagement, and double subscriptions, and cancel.
Yeah, no, that would be great because, you know, of course, we see that as well. I know, Shannon, you saw the scathing audits, $8.5 million coming out, no oversight, and so much more. And they're still talking about whether or not there was any fraud in the SNAP benefits. Well, Shannon, I know you got the event coming up on March 26th, but if you can let people know more about that event and then if you have any events coming up and then where they can find you online.
Sure. March 26th is the first Republican gubernatorial debate. I will be in that debate. I know all the candidates have been invited. I know some are not going to be there, but I absolutely am going to be there because I want to fight for your vote now to help fight for our state later. And we're not actually waiting until elected. As a matter of fact, I wrote two bills this legislative session that we were able to get a wonderful sponsor, Delegate Rick Metzger, sponsored. I think it's the 1626 and 1632. Governor Moore cut money from disabled individuals instead of actually seeing where they could save money in the budget. So one of our bills, 1632, is regarding the expense and the cost of home dialysis. Dialysis is a top budget line item at a CMS. It's the top line budget item passed on to each state. There are funds and ways to tweak that so that you get better patient outcomes and lower the tax burden on all of us. But instead of doing things like that, they want to just cut the budget from our most vulnerable. It's not necessary. Let's rocket money the budget, cut out what we don't need, and bolster up what we do.
Yeah, well, great statement there. I think a lot of people agree with you. Shannon Wright, thank you so much. I'm one of the moderators at that debate, so I will see you on the 26th. And so I'm excited. And thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you for all that you do, keeping us all informed.
No, thank you. Again, Shannon Wright, she was a mayoral candidate in Baltimore City. She was giving people a choice, right? A lot of us, we ask that. We ask people give the people, right, a choice. And so she would throw her hat in when it came to the mayoral race. And everybody's like, well, you're a Republican. You can't win. But then, see, I think some people get caught up on that. You've got to contest these seats. You've got to contest these seats. You never know what's going to happen.
And now, as our texter pointed out earlier, now with this information coming out of the Inspector General's office in Baltimore City and Monzie, remember, Monzie is an office that Mayor Brandon Scott created. That was not there before he arrived in 2020. If there's a problem with all these invoices and all this money, think about that, right? Think about that. This is somebody, if this would have come out before his last election, right, because I know it was very close with Sheila Dixon, he might have lost that race. I mean, that's why, again, even with the inspector generals, that's why all this transparency, the DOGE, whatever you want to call it, that the fraud czar, it's all very, very important. It truly is. Tomorrow on the show, just so you guys know, because this is breaking news, you might have heard it during the commercial here on WCBM, Joe Kent posted an hour ago, after much reflection, I have decided to resign from my position as the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, effective today. And Joe Kent says, I cannot in good conscience support the ongoing war in Iran. Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation, and it is clear that we started this war due to pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby. Joe Kent says, it has been an honor to serve under POTUS and Tulsi Gabbard and leading the professionals at NCTC. May God bless America. Again, that was Joe Kent just an hour ago. We'll get further details on all this, but as you can hear there, he's walking away. Now, I've met Joe before, and we follow each other on X, and he's a retired Green Beret combat veteran, Gold Star. And, you know, when he got in this position, of course, I said congratulations, but many of us did. But, you know, way back when, you know, even when Joe Kent was nominated for this position, I mean, you had this huge glowing endorsement from President Trump. But anyways, like I said, we'll get the details and then we'll talk about this breaking news tomorrow for sure. I got John in Savannah, Georgia. John, did you want to weigh in on the Dome and Maryland politics in general?
Yes, I did. Less about the Dome and more about Maryland politics.
All right. What you had to share?
Well, you were talking about how you need to contest these seats when it comes to people, even if they're considered unwinnable. I know you probably know about that, considering you've been accused of being running unwinnable races.
Yeah. I've been accused of that a lot more. But yes, that's always one that gets me, John, because it's like, well, you know, if we sit out on the sidelines, you know, we'll never get in. And I hate that about our party.
Oh, and by the way, did you hear that infamous super mayor from Illinois is now running in my stomping grounds? Well, I don't live in Atlanta, but it's in the, you know, Tiffany Henyard. She's now running as a Republican.
Yeah, no, I did hear about that. If you could fill the audience in real quick on that one, John.
Well, she was the mayor of she was a black woman. She was the first black woman mayor of the Dalton, Illinois, back in 2020. I don't know when she was elected, but she ran. But she was she oversaw some very corruption, questionable things in her. Well, the Dalton is actually a suburb of the south side of Chicago, and when she was mayor, she got into a lot of hot water over some stuff that I'm not going to get into here.
Yeah, no, she did, and now she's switched party affiliation, she switched states, and now she's running as a Republican. John, but we see this, unfortunately. Hopefully, Georgia's usually pretty awake down there, so hopefully they'll get on top of this.
Yeah, but it's Atlanta.
Yeah, is that still Cobb County? I think it's still Cobb County, right?
It's Fulton County.
No, that's Fulton County. Oh man! All right. Well, we got to reach out to them, make sure they're on top of this.
By the way,
Yep.
Hello. Oh, and by the way, I really hate to bother you about this, but you know, but I know you're a busy lady and all this stuff, but I can't wait for your next live.
Oh, yeah, I do need to get on top of that. Thank you, John. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great week. I know. I have not been on the lives lately. You know what it is, too? And this might be just me, because, you know, I go down to D.C. a lot. And then also, you know, this is a three-hour show. I don't think people realize what goes into prepping a three-hour show. It's not easy. And then you got to be on top of things, and you got to be very current. And so, you know, even though I do a lot of the show plan before I go to bed, you know, the night previous, when I wake up in the morning, everything could change. And then you got to figure it all out, and then you got to make sure that your ear is to the, you know, to the news, because it is. Everything is just so fluid, and I'm not complaining about my job. This is the best job in the world. I'm just saying that it's not easy. Right? It's not easy. And I need to make sure I get back on the podcast, especially with all this chatter online. Real quick, just to address that, because I know some people were wondering about the back and forth with Candace Owens. Just so you know, it really happened on X. I don't know if she posted anything on the other socials. I haven't really seen it. But, you know, now she's because we had this deposition. This happened back in 2021. She accused me of all these crazy things, and then we took her to court, and then they were like, well, you can't prove malice, and it's a high threshold when you're a public figure. So the FEC drops their report and says, okay, there's nothing wrong with Kim's campaign finances. They even did a forensic audit on our PAC, Red Renaissance, right? And they said there's nothing that we can find where anything's wrong or missing. Well, anyways, she wanted to say that she still won the case, right? So we dismissed the case because we couldn't, you know, meet the threshold. And now she's threatening to drop this video of my lawyer. The problem is, I don't know exactly which video she's talking about. And I can only assume that it is a video between my lawyer and her lawyer in the judge's chambers. And if that's the case, that's illegal to drop, okay? So, but at the same time, it's not my fight. I can't, there's nothing I can do about it because it's not a video of me. It would be a video of my legal counsel. And then she would have to take Candace to court over dropping that video. So I don't know if she's doing that today. I don't see anything yet. She did drop like some of the transcripts from the deposition, all these other kinds of things. And that's why I said, no, it wasn't trending. Nobody really cared. And I think that's kind of where we are in politics as well. It's like you got all this fighting back and forth, and we talked about it. The biggest fight right now is Mark Levin and Megyn Kelly. I don't know if you guys heard this, but I don't know if I can say this on air. Can I say what she said about him? I will say this delicately. She talked about his manhood. That's how I'll say it, Brian, the producer. She talked and that it's very small. And that then President Trump goes on True Social and defends his supposed small manhood. And it's like, when I tell you, this is, you know, Sean Casey's right. This is probably one of the biggest fights I think I've ever seen with the infighting. But not only that, right now, Tucker Carlson's also claiming that he's been tapped by the CIA, and they've read text messages, and they're saying that he's been basically colluding with Iran, which is very interesting, because there's plenty of people that say that he's being paid by Qatar, which, again, you know, that would go, you know, side by side there, right? I mean, Iran and Qatar, not the same. Anyways, there's so much going on that I guess nobody really cares, because I'm not that popular, right? So nobody really cares at what she's saying to me. And then on top of it, I think we're getting so many more followers because they're already mad at her for attacking Erica Kirk, Charlie's widow. And so I'm getting all these messages saying, you know what, I'm on your side because I can't take her anymore. And it's just craziness. But anyways, I just wanted to tell you, I can't do anything about this because apparently it's about my legal counsel that she's, you know, dropping this video. Well, anyway, she also said that I cried during the deposition, and I was like, that definitely didn't happen. And people that know me, they're actually chiming in. They're like, okay, Kim doesn't cry. And I don't. I don't cry. And I don't know what it is. I think I told you guys this before. We were raised where, you know, my dad was very tough on my brothers and I, and we do not cry. We would never cry publicly, but we don't cry. And some people will say, and I've had people accuse me of being a little cold as a mom. And I don't think I'm that cold, but I'm not as lovey-dovey. And I think, honestly, it's just the upbringing piece. You know, I love Olivia to pieces, and but some people are more affectionate, I think. And I'm not, you know, overly affectionate. And I try my best to be much more than my parents were, because I can understand. Anyways, just to wrap it all up, there's nothing I can do about it if she drops a video of my lawyer. But I did not inform my lawyers either, because apparently, from what I've read, if they know nothing about this and this drops, I mean, they could really take her to the cleaners. And why would I get in the way of that? Why would I do such a thing? All right, coming up next, I do want to talk about Virginia. Also, you know what? We got to talk about Izzy Patoka and what happened in Baldwin County last night. Stay right there. And before we go, don't forget, if you are ready to move for more this season, walk farther, exercise stronger, stay motivated for spring activities, but your stamina isn't keeping up, listen closely. Rescue Orasine is formulated to help you feel energized and active without the caffeine jitters. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with code MYENERGY. Your body runs on ATP, the natural energy that powers every muscle, every step. But as we age, ATP production slows down along with your endurance and recovery. So Rescue Orasine features research-backed ingredients that support ATP production at the cellular level, helping you power through workouts and get you outside more, stay consistent with your fitness goals. So why would you delay? Go to res-q.com and use the code MYENERGY to buy one bottle of Orasine and get one free. Or you can call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Don't wait to spring forward with lasting energy. Shop Orasine at res-q.com with code MYENERGY.
If you owe back taxes, listen carefully to rule number one. Never go up against the IRS alone. They're cracking down, freezing bank accounts, garnishing paychecks, canceling passports. Even your home or business could be at risk. But here's what they don't tell you. The IRS has powerful tax relief programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. That's why smart people call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. Nobody knows these programs like the experts at Optima. Their team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $2 billion in tax debt for people just like you. The IRS is not stopping, so don't wait and don't take them on alone. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
Fran says, Kim, I love you, but anyways is not a word. Fran, there's no way I'm going to stop saying anyways this late in the game. No way. I'm in my mid-40s. I will try. Thank you for correcting me. I can always take criticism, so I will give it a shot. Jeff wrote a text here. He says, thrilled that Joe Kent is gone. He's exactly what the MAGA movement needs to get rid of. Interesting. So here's the deal. I wasn't really following. And you know what? Only because X has been a dumpster fire lately. We were just talking about all the fighting and the back and forth. So I wasn't really watching a whole lot of what's been going on X, okay? Because it's just so much going on. The Ben Shapiro fight. It's just so much that it's like, dude, I can't take it anymore. So I wasn't really logging on. Well, anyways, I will go through. That's why I said we'll talk about it tomorrow, this breaking news with Joe Kent. In case you missed it, he is stepping down from his post with the Trump administration. He's resigning from the director of the National Counterterrorism Center. And he says that he did not feel as though that Iran was a threat and there was no need for us to engage in this war. And it's Israel's war. That's what Joe Kent said. Okay, now, of course, he's under, Tulsi Gabbard. I'm sure she's going to make a statement as well. Excuse me, that just came out an hour ago. So we'll talk more about this tomorrow. But what I will do, and Jeff, thank you for writing this in. What I will do is I'll go through some of his older posts, you know, in the recent weeks and kind of see if I can get a feel on where he was. Because it sounds to me that you're saying that he was more on the, like the Tucker Carlson side of this conversation. Like I said, I don't know, so I can't comment on it. But I will go through his posts and some of his statements so I can see exactly where he was headed on this decision. But like I said, Joe Kent, I mean, a Green Beret, I mean, you hate to see people that are truly qualified for these positions to step away. I mean, you do hate to see that. But, you know, there could be some people like Jeff that are happy to see him go. Don't forget, the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should we acquire Cuba? Yes or no? Go ahead and take part in that poll at WCBM.com. We'll talk about this in the next hour as well. Rich says, take it. Cuba has some of the most beautiful women, white sandy beaches, and mouth-watering cigars. Put a flag in it. Rich, you know what? I bet you're fun at parties. I bet. Look at him looking at the bright side of everything. Some people are like, dude, how much is that going to cost? Is it going to look like Puerto Rico afterwards? What's going to happen now? You know, and I've been to Puerto Rico a couple times. I like Puerto Rico. But not everybody's excited about this. Right now, 49% of you say yes, let's acquire Cuba. 51% of you say no, you don't want to do it. All right, go to WCBO.com, take part in our poll. So much to talk about when we get back. CDL licensing, Izzy Patoka and Baltimore County Council, Virginia, what's going on in their session, and Senate Bill 118, the excise tax on firearms.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve. WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The director of the U.S. National Counterterrorism Center is resigning over the Trump administration's war against Iran. Joe Kent said Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation and that he cannot in good conscience support the war. Meanwhile, Israel says it has killed two of Iran's leading figures.
The Israeli defense minister says that the Israeli military has killed top Iranian security official Ali Larijani in an overnight strike. Israel Katz made the announcement on Tuesday. The Israeli military also announced it had killed Golam Reza Soleimani, the head of the Revolutionary Guards Bajij militia, a key force used to suppress demonstrations in the Islamic Republic. The killings against Chibawe top Iran leaders after the February 28 strike, the killed 86-year-old Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. I'm Charles Tillesma.
More than 2,000 flights are canceled or delayed today after severe weather disrupted air travel. Passengers are also facing long lines at some airport security checkpoints as TSA screening is being stretched by the partial government shutdown. President Trump is expressing frustration over the response of other countries to his demand that they help police the Strait of Hormuz.
Some are countries that we've helped for many, many years. We've protected them from horrible outside sources, and they weren't that enthusiastic. And the level of enthusiasm matters to me.
The president also has a warning for fellow Republicans as they launch an effort to hold the Senate floor and talk for days about a voter ID bill they know can't pass. The president says he'll never, ever endorse anyone who votes against the bill. More at townhall.com.
Hi, Mike Gallagher here, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. As we head into spring, there's some good news in the housing market. Rates have recently dropped. When rates drop, payments can drop. That can mean hundreds of dollars a month back in your pocket, money you can use to pay bills, reduce debt, or strengthen your financial position. That's why this is the time to talk to my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. They're helping homeowners refinance into lower rates and reduce their monthly mortgage payments. Fellowship also offers a fixed rate line of credit for home projects or consolidating a high interest debt with fast approval and a predictable rate. Remember, many people still qualify to skip their next two mortgage payments. That's 2 months of breathing room while you reposition financially. I've used Fellowship personally. I trust these guys. Before you make your next move, go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. Or call 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 1103. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested two burglary suspects after they crashed a vehicle in Pasadena. When officers responded to the crash in the 800 block of Duval Highway, they found that the vehicle was allegedly connected to a residential burglary in the 100 block of Beach Promenade. Investigators say they saw a stolen item in plain view and the woman driving the car appeared to be under the influence. Police also say they found suspected drugs and drug paraphernalia during a search of the vehicle and its occupants. Both the driver and passenger were arrested. And Fox 45 reports that a large crowd of young people gathered in the parking lot outside Sky Zone in Owings Mills on Friday night, which was posted to social media. Baltimore County Police told Fox 45 News they responded to an assault at the location the following night and that three juveniles were charged and released. The incident came a week after a large-scale juvenile disturbance at White Marsh Mall. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, as in Baltimore, the rains came once again to Sarasota yesterday, washing out the O's-Red Sox game last night. One night after O's-Yanks was a washout as well. Neither game will be made up, and only six exhibition games remain till opening day. Birds will try again today in Lakeland at 1:05. The scheduled starter is Chris Bassett. Meanwhile, the WBC final is now set after a rally last night for Venezuela.
Michael Garcia lands the ball.
Joe Davis had the call on Fox. Maciel Garcia plated the lead run in the seventh, and the Venezuelans would tack on another for a 4-2 semifinal win over Italy, setting up the championship tonight. Venezuela and the USA at 8 p.m. with Nate McLean on the hill for the Americans. And finally, weather wreaked havoc on UMBC's travel plans yesterday. The team's flight delayed by 4 hours from BWI. Scheduled to leave at noon, they finally left at 4 p.m. sitting on the plane on the tarmac. They'll play Howard University tonight in a first four game at 6:40 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, the question is, how healthy is Trey Hendrickson? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
It's WCBM at 1106. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a cold and blustery day underway. A mix of clouds and sun with temperatures in the low to mid 40s as winds gust up to 20, 25 miles an hour. Mostly clear and frigid tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
35 degrees in Bel Air, 37 in Edgemere, and 37 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com.
This hour is brought to you by Timkal Heating and Cooling, trusted local experts keeping your home comfortable year-round.
Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Happy St. Patty's Day. Happy You Day. You know, you might be celebrating something today. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? We started the show talking to Senator Johnny Ray Staley. We were talking about the proposed budget from Governor Wes Moore and the Senate committee. Remember, it is now passed through the committee there. Also, we were talking about the Utility Bill Act, which might save you $12 a month. I'm going to go back down that dirt road. But we were talking about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And we're being told that they are going to start the process of rebuilding the bridge. And here we are 2 years later. My goodness. I did not think it was going to take this long. I did not think about that. But here we are. We also listened to some apologies from meteorologists on social media. One, Matthew Capaccio. We played his sound here on the show, and he's a meteorologist in the D.C. area, very popular on social media. But he explained why they made the forecast that they did that caused a lot of commotion, whether it was school closings, whether it was delayed flights. Congress couldn't even meet in D.C. yesterday because of delayed flights and the wind and the possible weather. And so he was apologizing. He was explaining why they made the decision. I thought that was above and beyond, but it was good to hear, you know, why they made the forecast in which they did. We also talked about the latest on myself with Candace Owens on social media. That's been obviously a nightmare, but not a whole lot of people have really, you know, talked much about it because there's a lot going on social media. And as I mentioned to Sean Casey early this morning, right now it's an 85% chance, apparently, that the Democrats will take the House. And that's a scary number. And so I apologize for getting into the mud, right? I should have just ignored her, but I apologize for that because we do have other things to focus on. And I need to be the adult in the room. So I do apologize. Also, we talked about the Mimi Dome, the ice rink, and the fact that Senator Bill Ferguson is committing $500,000 taxpayer dollars into the repairs. And so we'll continue to watch and see what happens there. But I think he's purchasing votes. I think it isn't right. And if he really cared about the dome, he would address these issues when they talked about him a year ago. Now that he has a primary opponent, now he wants to, you know, he wants to write the check with our money for the repairs. And it's nothing personal against the Mimi Dome or all the beautiful children that use that ice rink. It's nothing against you. I just hate the way we do things here in this state. And, of course, they're not going to cut any more spending on some of their pet projects, but they cut things like disability. And it's so heartbreaking and gut-wrenching to see. So we will get into more of the topics here. Again, a lot of people talking about Joe Kent and now that he is stepping down from his post under Tulsi Gabbard there with the Trump administration. And like I said, you know, I've met Joe Kent before, huge Trump fan. Trump was a huge Joe Kent fan, qualified for the position. I see Joe from B-More has weighed in. He says, Joe Kent, a longtime supporter of President Trump, said in a statement that he is no longer there and is unclear why we are at war with Iran and believe it's the pressure from Israel. Joe from B-More, I know you want to take a victory lap here because it's somebody leaving the Trump administration. I get it. I would just say hold your guns on this one because there are now people saying that he might be behind some of the national security leaks. And that's why it seems like such an abrupt resignation. So, again, like I said, this is shaping up to be a very big story. We don't have all the details yet. Just like any story, I'm going to wait until we dive right in. But that's what's currently being discussed online now. Also being discussed online, did you guys see this? Scott Pressler shared a very graphic death threat referencing Charlie Kirk's assassination and himself. I didn't realize Scott Pressler is a sweetheart. He registers voters. Well, apparently he's gotten a very nasty death threat, and he actually posted it online to show people what he's been dealing with as he crisscrosses the country registering people to vote. That's ridiculous. Scott Pressler is harmless. He quite literally is one of those guys where I wouldn't think he would hurt a fly. Things are just so divisive right now. So keep Scott Pressler in your prayers. That's just disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. All right, I wanted to mention what Izzy Patoka is dealing with here. He's running for Baldwin County Executive, and that's really why I want to talk about this the most. Not just the fact that I'm a Baldwin County resident, but he introduced a bill that would have barred law enforcement officers from wearing masks while on duty and required them to visibly display identification. And that bill failed last night after not garnering any support from anyone but the bill's sponsor, which is Councilman Izzy Patoka. Okay, now he lives in Pikesville. You see all these things that are transpiring. Most of those individuals in his district, and of course even Izzy Patoka himself, Jewish. You see all these things going on in the Jewish community. You cannot ignore the anti-Semitism, right? But for some reason, Izzy Patoka is again on this crusade to save illegal immigrants. And he's, you know, pushed this forward. You know, thank goodness no one else on the county council voted for this. It was already well known, because they didn't get this passed in California, but it was already well known from AG Anthony Brown, who hates President Trump's guts. He's already said you can't bar ICE from wearing masks. It's just you can't do it. Even AG Brown said you can't do it. And he still brought this vote forward. I'm really getting sick of him. Look, I've had no beef before with Councilman Izzy Patoka. It's not like there's any real beef, but it's just like, what are you doing? What are you focusing on? And I think I'm really upset. You know why? This is personal. I'm really upset because he did seem like a very moderate Democrat these past few years. He was the one that brought Johnny O to task. Because remember, Johnny O wanted to overcrowd schools because he wanted to push through all this housing. So it was Izzy Patoka who said, no, we can't do it. And there were some other things that he voted on. Remember, he was standing strong, 10 toes down for Kelly Madigan against, you know, Kathy doesn't want to work Clausmeyer. And so with all the things that he's been doing in the last few years, I thought, you know what? Izzy Patoka's not really a bad guy. That's what I thought. But now he's done a complete 180. You guys might have noticed it too. But now the only thing he posts about and the only bills that he brings forth and the only thing that he talks about right now are illegal immigrants. And how they need to be protected. And how ICE is so racist and they're so bad. He's attending all these parades and these, you know, protests. And I'm just like, dude, what happened to you? Who got to you? I wonder, Izzy, do you want to call the show? Izzy, did somebody call you and say, I will give you any, you know, all the money you need to run this race if you harp on illegal immigration? Is that what happened? Because I don't understand this 180. I really don't. When you see what happened in the synagogue, you know, in Michigan, you know, what was that, last week or the week before? I don't know what you're doing. He wants to make sure that illegal immigrants have free legal counsel. What are you doing? And I know there's many people that live in his district that are like just done with it. Meanwhile, you guys probably heard about the whole Sky Zone incident in Owings Mills. Now, that is Julian Jones's district, but he's also running for county executive. So they got all this, you know, he's looking at illegal immigrants. I don't know what Julian Jones has been focused on. I couldn't tell you. But I will say, the Sky Zone incident, in case you missed it, Owings Mills Sky Zone had one of those, like, link-ups, the meet-up situations, and there was a bunch of people out there. And Fox 45 has the story if you want to take a look at it. But you got people talking about it, and, you know, I'm glad that they did some interviews out there as well. But this happened on Friday night. And if you have kids, like myself, and I think I told you guys, I've been to Sky Zone over there on Pulaski Highway many a times. Olivia actually has a membership over there, okay? That's how, you know, energetic she is. We had to get a membership just so we can walk in and she can just burn a little bit of energy, right? So I can get her to go to sleep at night. Well, anyways, this juvenile crowd captured on many cameras there at Sky Zone at Owings Mills. Again, on Friday night, you had the Baltimore police respond to an assault at the location, and three juveniles were charged and then released. Now, police did not say what the juveniles were charged with, but one person described the situation as unsettling, saying how scary it is, and you feel like you can't go anywhere, and anything is fun anymore. That's how it feels. I told you guys, the one on Pulaski Highway, I was like, what is going on around here? Remember, I was talking about it one morning. It's a totally different place now. Totally different atmosphere. And I usually tell Olivia we can't go on the weekends because I don't want to deal with the nonsense, right? The ratchetness. I mean, it's just, it really is insane. And, you know, there's got to be something in place. I wish people would just assimilate, honestly. I wish people would just use their own common sense and common courtesy, but they just won't do it. But there's got to be something in place to get people to act like they're civilized individuals when they're in places like this. Well, anyways, a lot of people are talking about what happened at Sky Zone and Owings Mills on Friday because it reminded them of what happened at White Marsh Mall last week. And it's just, you know, if this, we're going to see this continue. We talked about what happened in D.C. at the Navy Yard, 200 juveniles out there. If this is what we're going to see, we need to have our elected officials step up to the plate. You know, I don't know if it's whether our prosecutors can make sure the parents are charged in this situation, but you're going to have to do something because it's not even warm outside yet. And so Izzy Patoka, Julian Jones, all of you guys that are so focused on illegal immigrants and other nonsense, could you focus on that? Because what's going to happen is you're going to have the people that actually go in and pay for, whether it's a membership or a day pass, they're not going to want to go. They're not going to want to go. And then what's going to happen? These places are going to close. And then, could you imagine having an empty Sky Zone? What do you put there? What do you put in a trampoline warehouse? What do you do? You can't, right now, you can't even fill any of these buildings because nobody wants to be here. Nobody wants to open a business here. What do you put in a Sky Zone location? Make it make sense. Focus on what we truly need you to focus on. All this other nonsense, it really is nonsense. But I wanted to just bring that to you. Yeah, Izzy Patoka, he sponsored the bill. He's the only one that voted for the bill. Everybody else on county council believe that ICE wearing a mask, you know, obviously we told already they can do so lawfully. And I guess they just use common sense in that moment. But Izzy, I don't know what you're doing, but you need to get it together. I don't know if you're being advised. I don't know if this is about money. I don't know, but it's a bad look. It truly is. All right. There's a couple other things that I definitely want to talk about. I don't know if you guys heard, but Mamdani believes he can stop many accidents. I think it's 25% of the accidents in New York City by changing the speed limit. He's the first one to think about that, Brian, the producer. This is an innovative guy. He's changing the speed limit around schools, and he believes that's how we're going to, you know, finally eliminate the speeding around some of these school buildings and parking lots. Well, I guess his heart's in the right place. But when we get back, I just wanted you to hear what he had to say about it. Then I wanted you to hear the speed limit he thinks is suitable around these school buildings. So we'll be right back and we'll talk about that. Also, we got to get to the excise tax. You know what? We didn't even talk about the CDLs for illegals. We have a lot to talk about, so don't go anywhere. Real quick, imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. Hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with old friends, or Kim Klasick Live. Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope it doesn't. But no matter what your age, I want you to call Audiology Associates. Their number is easy. It's 410-944-3100. You see, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is the trusted name of Maryland, and they have been for over 45 years. And for your convenience, they have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. So all you have to do is call. Just make the appointment, 410-944-3100, or if you want, go online. Maybe you're at work. Go online, www.aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family.
The weather is changing, and now's the time to call Tim Cowell Electric Heating and Cooling today. 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404 or timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, real quick here. I just bring this, and it's not like it's a huge deal, but Mamdani, he has this whole press conference, and he's talking about changing the speed limit and how it will help. I just think it's weird because, you know, you can't drink and drive, right? But still, people do it. And unfortunately, they do end up in accidents. They do kill people. You can't have a gun on school property, but there are still school shootings, right? Now, you can't and you shouldn't be intimate with a minor. But we still have thousands of people in the sex offender registry that do it. And it just appears that even though you sign it into law, people still won't follow that law. And I don't know why he thinks this will work, but take a listen.
Today, I am proud to announce that we are going to reduce the speed limit to 15 miles per hour outside all eligible 2,300 school zones. 13 years ago, Sammy Cohen Eckstein was chasing a runaway ball when he was hit and killed by a van outside his home in Park Slope. He was 12 years old. He was just a kid. His death should never have happened. And yet we know that Sammy's death is a tragedy familiar to too many New Yorkers. NYPD data shows that speeding causes 25% of all traffic fatalities. It is one of the primary causes of pedestrian death in New York City. In the years since Sammy was killed, almost 2,900 New Yorkers have been killed by dangerous driving on our streets. More than 100 of them, children. Those here today know that better than anyone else, that these numbers are not just statistics. They represent families shattered, communities traumatized, lives cut short by crashes and accidents that could have been prevented. Children who should have been able to grow up and lead full lives now memorialized as street names across our city.
This was a huge press conference, by the way, in New York City. And I don't think it's, you know, an awful idea to have people slow down around schools, let's be honest. But 15 miles per hour? I don't even know if my car goes 15 miles per hour. Is that a thing? That sounds like, to me, it sounds like a rolling stop at a stop sign, right? I mean, it's like 15 miles per hour. I don't know. I don't see people going that route. But here's what I was thinking on the back end of this. You put 15 miles per hour in a school zone, and you think about all those speed cameras, right? I mean, if you're going 17, 18 miles per hour by the school zone, you are definitely getting a camera ticket. I don't know how anybody is able to go 15 miles per hour right now in a school zone. I mean, when I slow down to 20, 25 miles per hour, it is already, I feel like I'm just crawling by. 15 miles per hour. Anyways, I think this is one of the ways that Mamdani has decided to recoup some money. That's what I think is happening here. Because you heard the story. Sammy died 13 years ago chasing a ball in the street. And he never said whether or not it was even near a school. Did you notice that part? And, you know, poor Sammy, condolences to his family. It should have never happened like he said. But, I mean, I just don't see how this works. It seems to me more of like a money grab. I don't know. We'll see how New Yorkers react to it. But I don't think this is this well, you know, thought out, hurtful bill as Mamdani's trying to couch it. I think this is more about, you know, generating revenue. But anyways, I could be wrong. I got Marilyn and Owings Mills on the line. Marilyn, how are things going in Owings Mills?
Well, I tell you, it's going to hell in a handbasket.
especially that area where the apartments are around Owings Mills, Gloss Mill Drive. I mean, I had an incident where my car and the crimes of opportunity are just bursting out. I had my car vandalized. Now, I got to pay for that, and I'm a senior, and I'm retired. They have that high school up there where those kids run amok. A lot of businesses, they can't get businesses to go into that shopping center near the school on Gloss Mill Drive, near Spring Mill Condominium, because that, the ridiculous things that go on. And I tell you, it's a neighborhood on the slide.
Yeah, Marilyn, I can understand, and I think we've seen Owings Mills in the news a lot. Is there something that you think that they could possibly...
Even more, because nothing is done when these young punks take advantage of people. They got all that Section 8 housing. So it's a sad situation. It's not all Owings Mills, just particular parts of Owings Mills. And it's ridiculous, and it's becoming unlivable. And I don't see why you should have to pay when some punk molests your car.
No, it doesn't make any sense, Marilyn. Thank you so much for calling in. Hopefully, Councilman Julian Jones is listening, because now he's running for county executive, and he is your councilman, and I haven't really seen him talking about this issue. All right, thank you so much, Marilyn. Hope you have a great week. You know what's funny? Because we have one detractor that likes to call it to the show. I won't name him today. But he calls in once a week, and he lives in Owings Mills. So remember, you know, he talks a lot about Trump. But I know for a fact that there are many parts of Owings Mills that are not what they used to be, as Marilyn pointed out. And yet, it's interesting that we never had that conversation with that individual. He never talks about that, but there is something going on there, just like, you know, around where I live. And it's unfortunate because there are many parts that used to be very nice. I mean, we could say the Towson for sure. And now look at it. It's a shame. It's a shame. All right, I did want to say happy birthday. Susan in Westminster, she said she's celebrating her birthday today, because I said you might be celebrating today. Well, happy birthday. Happy St. Patty's Day, Susan. And thank you for tuning in, as always. And we do appreciate you. All right, coming up next, I do want to get into this WBOC article on the Senate Bill 118, the 11% tax, the excise tax on firearms. I just kind of want to give you that information. They're debating now about this in Eastern Shore. And I know we have some listeners from Eastern Shore. I'm sure you're probably heated about it. And then also CDL licensing. We get back.
Joe Kent said Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation and that he cannot in good conscience support the war. Israeli airstrikes overnight killed two top Iranian officials, Iran's security chief, and a top militia leader. More than 2,000 flights are canceled or delayed today after severe weather disrupted air travel. Passengers are also facing long lines at some airport security checkpoints as TSA screening is being stretched by the partial government shutdown. President Trump is issuing a warning to fellow Republicans as they launch an effort to hold the Senate floor and talk for days about a voting ID bill they know can't pass. Trump says that he'll never, ever endorse anyone who votes against the bill. This is SRN News.
Whether it's because of discomfort, lack of mobility, lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively for way too many hours a day. It's terrible for your health. It's time to add some extra steps to your day. Introducing Ellipse One, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases your mobility, and boosts circulation without physical impact. It's the easiest exercise you'll ever do. Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse One, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Get the faster motor for 6 miles worth of steps per hour, the step counter, the non-slip sport mat, and the wireless remote. Call 1-800-757-7030. That's 1-800-757-7030 or visit us at ellipse-one.com now. FSA, HSA eligible. Order today.
Gary Stein on sports.
Question Ravens fans are asking these days is, how's Trey Hendrickson doing health-wise? After all, the newest Ravens free agent signee had his 2025 season cut short last year after only 7 games.
I was cleared in January, been fresh and ready to go. I'm excited to have that humbling opportunity to rebuild my body and to mold it in the way I want it to play, and I feel great.
Hendrickson had surgery last year for a core muscle issue. His only knee injury has been a hyperextension back in 2023. No surgery, no missed games. Meanwhile, roster construction on the minds of Baltimore baseball fans as the Birds come down to their final week in Sarasota. With only 6 spring games remaining, the manager was asked if he's seen enough from his guys or still needs these last few days.
Man, you put me as a decision maker. I love that. I am definitely not the decision maker. I'm just the manager of the team. Just like we talked about the offseason, like when it comes to like trades and free agents and acquisitions, like that is not my job at all.
And finally, UMBC makes its 3rd NCAA appearance in program history tonight. They'll take on Howard University at 6:40 p.m. from Dayton, Ohio. Game will be broadcast on True TV. UMBC head coach Jim Ferry giving his team a nickname at the beginning of the year.
10 new guys rolling together. Early in the season, I called ourselves a bunch of misfits, including myself, right? Guys coming from Division II, Division I, wherever. And man, they just bonded. They just bonded.
Winner tonight will travel to Buffalo for a Thursday encounter with the Michigan Wolverines. Coming up in 30 minutes, how karmic is this? The U.S. playing Venezuela in the WBC final. And that is Stein on Sports.
Annapolis is crumbling and taking your hard-earned dollars with it. Westmore and the Democrats are destroying our economy, driving up energy prices, prioritizing criminals over victims, and destroying our communities. I'm Shira Yousefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will hold Westmore and the Democrats accountable. I'm Shira Yousefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for policies that prioritize fiscal responsibility, affordability, public safety, and investment in our communities. Vote Shira Yousefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Shira Yousefi, Treasurer Andrew Horvath.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. Were you told, like I was growing up, that you never discussed religion or politics with people? The reason usually given was that they were private matters, best left alone in public discourse. 40% of Americans now claim they are comfortable with the discussion of these things on TV as well as in their own private conversations at the dinner table. Roughly 1 out of 3 Americans is comfortable talking about these subjects on social media. As Christians, we've been commanded by God Himself to talk about religion. In fact, the highest calling known to man is to share the life-changing, life-saving message of Jesus Christ with others. One of the last things He said while still on earth was to take the gospel to the 4 corners of the world. So go ahead and have that discussion and watch what God might do with it. And what about politics? That's the devil's playground. I think I'd leave that one alone. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction. Or your money back. File in the Credit Karma app.
Hi, this is Rod Barrowy. Be sure to listen to our top nationally ranked Safe Retirement Solutions radio show right here on WCBM every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 and Saturday morning from 11 to 12 exclusively on WCBM.
Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. See, I got a text here from Franco. Franco from Stewartston. He says, kid, you're wrong. 15 miles an hour is a standard limit for school zones. In my town, it is the limit. Flashing yellow lights inform you of the speed. I go 15 in the zone, but even though people do fly through there. Besides, it's only a couple of blocks, so slow down for the kids. Franco, I will tell you, it is 30 miles per hour by Middle River Middle School. That's where I am. I can't imagine going 15 miles per hour in a school zone. I can't imagine it. You know, 30 miles per hour is already really slow. It really is. But Franco, you're right. We got to slow down for the kids. I think, you know what? We talked about this in the past. The one that really gets me, the cars that fly by a bus, you know, with, of course, with a stop sign out. But here's my thing. If a bus has stopped, right, a school bus, if it has stopped, are you really flying by it even if it doesn't have the stop sign out? I don't do that. I mean, I don't know why some people do it. And look, I understand they should have the stop sign out. But some people would fly past that. That's why I was actually happy when Baltimore County got the cameras on the buses to catch the people that were flying by those. Because there are a ton of kids that walk across those streets, and some of them are very busy. And there were cars just flying by the school buses. I'm like, dude, these are people's babies out here. What are you doing? It also grates my nerves when people drive fast in parking lots. Like, why are you flying through Target's parking lot? Where are you going? I mean, kids dart out from cars all the time. You know this to be a fact. Anyways, Franco, I can understand you. And, you know, I'm glad that you go 15 miles per hour, and I understand that's where it is. That's where, the limit there where you live. But if they change it to 15 miles per hour where I live, I would do it. But 30 miles per hour is already very slow for me. I don't know. Speaking of buses, did you guys know that there were illegal immigrants even driving school buses? We talked about the school bus shortage here on this show before. And I didn't realize that, you know, the way that they were trying to fix this issue was also putting illegal immigrants behind the wheel of a school bus. I had no idea. Well, President Trump made it very known as soon as he got in office here in his second term that he was taking the CDL licenses away from illegal immigrant drivers. And, of course, you had former Secretary of DHS, Kristi Noem. She was fully on board. You've got a congressman in Pennsylvania right now. He's really pushing, it's called the Delilah's Law, because he, of course, he wants even more laws on, you know, the CDL licensing and who can obtain one. Well, anyways, this took effect just yesterday. And I wanted you to listen. This is the other side of the conversation, by the way. I wanted you to take a listen because this activist, right, this legal counselor, fighting against illegals not being able to obtain these CDLs, it's shocking to me, number one, because these trucking companies already should not be hiring illegal immigrants. It's illegal to hire these illegal immigrants. Yet here she is fighting for illegal immigrants to have CDL licenses. And I want you to just listen to her excuse on why this should be a thing. Take a listen.
Well, despite a recent court ruling, thousands of immigrant truck drivers in California are facing uncertainty. Last year, the DMV started canceling some commercial licenses belonging to drivers with temporary legal status, and that included asylum seekers, DACA recipients, and TPS holders. But earlier last week, a judge ordered the DMV to create a process to prevent some wrongful cancellations and allow drivers to reapply if their license is canceled. However, the ruling does not automatically stop all cancellations. And starting today, nearly 200,000 immigrant truck drivers will lose their ability to renew their commercial licenses under a new Trump administration rule. Wendy Liu, a lawyer at the Public Citizens Litigation Group, which is leading a lawsuit against a new policy, joins me now live to talk more about this. Wendy, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me here.
So, Wendy, the government claims that this rule is about making roads safer, but what does the actual data show about immigrant drivers causing more accidents?
Well, the Trump administration has conceded that there is no data to support the notion that there is any empirical link between a person's nation of domicile and safety outcomes. So there's just no data whatsoever supporting the notion that the immigrant truckers who are excluded by the rule are less safe than other truckers. And that makes sense because everybody who gets a commercial driver's license has to pass the same tests, has to do the same training. They all need to demonstrate that they satisfy the standards to hold one of these licenses.
So wouldn't that then negate what the Trump administration is saying in their efforts to do this?
Yes. I mean, we think that the evidence before the Trump administration very clearly shows that there is no support for the rule that would exclude 200,000 documented immigrants who have legal authorization to work in the United States, that there's just no support prohibit them from holding these licenses. These licenses are needed, too. I mean, these are not just truck driver licenses. These are also licenses needed to drive school buses, licenses needed to operate transit systems, to operate vehicles for highway and road maintenance, disaster response. By shrinking the workforce of people who can have these licenses, the rule would actually likely harm safety by replacing experienced drivers with less experienced ones or more fatigued ones.
Now, that awful interview went on for like 5 more minutes. And of course, I would not do that to you and continue playing it. But do you hear what she had to say about this? Did you hear her excuse for all this? She said there's no data, first and foremost. I mean, did we not watch in the past year how many illegal immigrants made illegal turns, whether it was in California or Florida, and families were killed because of it as they're behind the wheels in these tractor trailers? How many truckers, we've had truckers call this show about many of these illegal immigrants that cannot speak or read English and cannot read the road signs. Look, maybe they didn't compile all the data as of yet, but I'm sure there's much data out there that proves that this should have been done a long time ago. And on top of it, like I said, these companies shouldn't even be hiring these people. Since when is it okay to hire an illegal immigrant? I did see a comment, because of course I was going through the comments on this particular post, and I saw where, and I can't verify it, but so, you know, but this one guy was saying that he actually is no longer a trucker because where he is, I guess there isn't a ton of trucking jobs available, and they were giving them to illegal immigrants because according to this guy, they were paying them less. Now, I can't verify that, obviously, but he did make that comment, and a lot of people were going back and forth with him on that comment, trying to get some verifiable information, but I thought that was interesting to mention. I also saw a commenter saying, you know what, those companies that hire these people, they should face fines of $25,000 or more. I agree. This is getting ridiculous. The same thing. And look, I wasn't supportive of when President Trump was saying that we should just allow illegal immigrants to continue working on these farms just because it makes things a little bit cheaper and easier. I don't agree with that. Get these people out of here. If you want to come back on a work visa, come back on a work visa like anybody else. Anyways, I wanted to share that with you. So there you have it. 200,000 illegal immigrant drivers no longer holding a CDL license as of yesterday. Now, will we see protests? Maybe. I wonder if something like CASA, whatever they call themselves, I wonder if they would pick this up. This is, I mean, to me, it's just like, really? It's illegal. These people are here illegally. But as you heard there also, they were also driving school buses. Now, think about that. Okay, do you really want somebody that is undocumented driving your child around on the school bus? I know I wouldn't want it. I would not want it. All right, speaking of not wanting it, obviously WBOC has the story. Senate Bill 118. Now, we talked to our friend at Free State Gun Range, Brian Flesher, about this. Right now, they're really talking about it in Princess Anne, Maryland. A proposal in Annapolis that would create an 11% excise tax on firearms, firearm accessories, and ammunition is drawing opposition on the Eastern Shore. And Prince Anne Sporting Goods owner, who says the measure would hurt legal buyers and small businesses. So even though we were talking about how this tramples the Second Amendment right, the point that they're making is that it's going to hurt in many different ways, not just trampling on your constitutional right. It goes on to say, again, this is at WBOC if you want to take a look at it. Senate Bill 118, sponsored by Senator Joanne Benson, would apply the tax to certain gross receipts of federally licensed firearm dealers and direct the revenue to programs, including the Maryland Violence Intervention Program, the Center for Firearm Violence Prevention, and the Survivors of Homicide Victims Program, and trauma care funds, including shock trauma. Now, you're probably wondering, how do we know it's going to any of those places? You won't, and you don't, okay? That's another piece of this. Now, that shop owner said he does not believe the tax would reduce gun violence because, in his view, people committing gun crimes are typically not buying firearms through legal retail channels in the first place. He said the added tax would instead fall on Marylanders who purchase guns, ammunition, and accessories legally. He says, statistically speaking, 9 out of 10 people who commit gun violence do not purchase their firearms legally through retailers. He also said he is concerned about what the bill could mean for businesses on the Eastern Shore, especially with Delaware nearby. He said he believes higher prices in Maryland could push buyers across state lines and make it harder for local firearms dealers to stay open. And I agree with him 100%. Now, we still are still waiting to see what's going to happen with this whole $25 minimum wage, right? Could you imagine they had to take that on as well? At Wick Sporting Goods in Princess Anne, the owner there, Jamie, said he expects customers to compare costs quickly if the proposal becomes law. He says you can drive in no time to Dover, and you are not only saving the 6% sales tax, you'd be saving this 17%. Wick said he worries the effect would stretch beyond one store. He said several families depend on the business for income, and that money spent there circulates through the local economy. He also said reduced in-state sales could affect how much inventory small stores are able to keep on hand. This is a huge problem. Again, Senate Bill 118. If you could call your local senator, your state senator, and tell them that you don't want to see anything like this, okay? And again, Brian Fletcher with Free State Gun Range, he spoke to us about this, I think it was about 2 weeks ago. This is very important. Now, at the same time, we spoke last week about the fact that they want to extend the hours of hunting on Sundays. Now, so you want to give them a little bit of an inch there, but you want to charge them more for the firearm, the ammunition, and the accessories? You see, this is a serious problem, and I agree with these owners. Why wouldn't you just go to Delaware? We had earlier in the show, was it Gilbert and Arnold, talking about how he drives to Delaware all the time. And then if you're driving out there, think about it. Think about some of these, you know, these gun ranges. Why wouldn't you just make a day of it in Delaware? Right? Why wouldn't you just go out there? You can, you know, you can shoot your gun, you go to the range, then you can possibly go out to eat, right? I mean, you would just spend the day in Delaware. This is a horrible idea. But we see many of these stupid ideas from our legislators in Annapolis. It'll be interesting to see, honestly, it'll be interesting to see how many Democrats vote for this. The state senators in that area specifically, are they dumb enough to vote for this? See, this is how they come up with covering all the spending they're doing in Annapolis. 11%. 11%. And as, you know, the store owners pointed out, I mean, when you see all the shootings, when you see these, you know, handgun violations, these people aren't buying them. They're not doing background checks. Ugh, it's terrible. Terrible. And yes, I can see people just going above state lines. And this is going to be just like the tech tax, right? They're speculating. They're betting on this tax to cover their spending. The tech tax didn't do it. The toll tax didn't do it. Remember that, Martin O'Malley? You guys are playing the same playbook every single time, and every single time it doesn't work. And so here we are sitting with a $1.5 billion deficit because it doesn't work. When will you get it? So now you are taxing someone's constitutional right because you can't control your spending. You deserve to be voted out. I just want to mention that because it really is. It's so dumb. You know what I mean? Like at one point in time, you're thinking, all right, the constitutional right, this isn't cool. This is something, honestly, the Black Panthers would have fought back on, too. It's not cool. But at the same time, this is what they come up with. So they cut disability, right? I mean, think about this. They want to add taxes, and they're saying, oh, this year we're not going to have any taxes or fees, and their taxes won't go up. Senate Bill 118 goes through, lots of taxes will go up for a lot of people. And yes, those gun ranges on the line, they'll be out of business in no time. All right, we get back. I do want to just mention what Virginia's going through. And then also, you know, we got to get the final count here. Don't forget, we're going to go to the poll question of the day, brought to you by Renovations Real Estate. Should the U.S. acquire Cuba? Go ahead and weigh in if you haven't already. Yes or no? We were talking about that because of President Trump earlier. And when we get back, it looks like we have a caller on the line as well. Real quick, I recommend AES Builders and Home Improvement because they truly care about the people they serve. From the first conversation to the final walkthrough, Shauna and Steven, the owners, now being almost 2 years, have majestically continued Shauna's dad's, Tim Munson's, love and passion for helping to create your needs and your dreams. Their craftsmanship, attention to detail, and commitment to doing it right is why families have trusted AES since 1989, and I trust them as well. You know, the AES motto is still the same. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400, or if it's easier, you can go right online. Visit aeshome.us.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping.
Woo! For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
Now, here's the Mangione Minute.
The Baltimore County Council passed legislation tying their pensions to future salaries, which in some cases would nearly double their pensions. The legislation was done without regard for Baltimore County taxpayers. All three Democrats currently running for county executive supported this outrageous money grab until the citizens of Baltimore County found out. Now the council is in full retreat, not because they thought the pension raise was wrong, but because they got caught. Baltimore County taxpayers already pay too much in taxes, yet the money grab continues. To make it even worse, the county executive was talking about potential tax increases. The pension increase was a terrible idea. The proposed doubling of council member salaries is a terrible idea. It is time taxpayers came first. If the current Baltimore County Council wants to do the right thing, they should immediately repeal the pension increase and freeze council member salaries at current levels.
Listen for the Mangione Minute every week on Talk Radio 680. WCBM, The Rob Carson Show.
They know the walls are closing. That's all there is to it. That's all you can take from this is the leadership of the Democrat Party is the enemy of the people. I told you, it's an 80-20 issue. 20% those who lead the Democrat Party, those who are principals of the Democrat Party, 20% versus the 80% of the rest of Democrats and the 100% of Republicans who want to protect our country. And the 20% wants to destroy it.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Tomorrow we will be joined by Doug Ignito Mangione. We will talk about the OIG report and the fraudulent invoices found in the Sidestep program through Monzi. Yikes. This is what Mayor Brandon Scott has been obviously trying to hide. And then also when it comes to Joe Kent and his resignation from the Trump administration. So we got a lot to talk about already tomorrow. I got Steve in Whitemar. Steve, did you want to weigh in on bus drivers?
Yes, quickly. I just want to say first, Kim, is I can't wait for you to go on national radio because you're such an asset to our community and to our state. And I think the same would be if you went national. That's the first thing I want to say. Secondly is the bus drivers. I am retired. I do rideshare part-time. And I cannot believe how many times I see bus drivers tailgating, speeding, running red lights. As a matter of fact, the other day it happened right near the Middle River School when I saw a bus. Now, granted, in this case, it didn't have any kids, but barreling, absolutely barreling down Route 40 and running the red light at Campbell and 40. I did call the county executive, to report that, but most of the time I've seen the red light running is the bus is empty, but I have seen it with kids, and I have seen a lot of tailgating with kids in the bus.
Well,
thank
Steve,
you, Kim, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate that. Well, remember they had that bus collision there in Rosedale. That was just last year where somebody was hit, and that was a school bus. And they had kids on the bus. They had to, obviously get the kids off of there. But that person did not survive going down that hill there. Right behind, if you guys know where the Ollie's is, you guys probably remember this. But Ollie's is a Royal Farms back there. It's before you get to the Sam's Club and Walmart parking lot there on Philadelphia Road. That was crazy. they had that road shut down for hours. And I take that road to go pick up Olivia, and it was craziness. But Steve, thank you for sharing. I know exactly what you mean. Real quick, I told you guys earlier that Virginia is facing a lot of issues. Since Abigail Spanberger has taken over, they tried to do mid-decade congressional redistricting. Luckily, Republicans were able to file lawsuits. They blocked that. Remember, she wanted to take those 11 districts in Virginia and make it 10 to 1, 10 Democrat seats to one Republican seat. It's right now a split 5 to 6. But she tried that. Also, assault weapons ban and gun control package. That's why they are rallying in Richmond over the weekend. We talked about that yesterday. Three constitutional amendments on civil rights, right? Budget showdown, data center tax break fight. That's also there. You got the minimum wage increase to only $15 an hour. And I say only because we're already there. But now, remember, they had Glenn Youngkin, okay? So now they got Abigail Spanberger. She's taking it up to $15. Also, cannabis retail market legalization effort, that's going down. And a prescription drug affordability board. So they're going to screw with those prices as well. Like I said earlier, Virginia has no idea what it's up against. I really don't think a lot of those people know how bad Abigail Spanberger is because she tried to run as a moderate. All right. Question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. You guys did weigh in. Should the U.S. acquire Cuba? Let me go ahead and get these results for you. And you can always weigh in even after the show. 58% of you say yes. 42% of you say no. All right. Well, 58%. The majority says, yes, we should acquire Cuba. You know what? I was in the minority on this one today. I was. I was thinking, you know what? Just slow down. Pump the brakes. Let's make sure we do what we got to do in Iran. And then we can talk about it then. That's how I felt about it. But the majority of you say, Kim, you know what? Screw your opinion. We want to take it. We want to take it. All right. Everybody's opinion matters here. Thank you so much for listening. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Gold. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
This is the right choice for Maryland.